Live from the Toad Hop Network studios
in Hollywood,
this
is the ToadHopNetwork.com.
A place of our own without a lot of parents staring down our backs.
Radio worth watching.
And here we go.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world.
Hey, everybody, what's up, Schmoville? It is the Schmoes No Movies Podcast, and why is that music playing? Because it is a very special edition of the Schmoes No Movies show. Not only do we have a ton of movie stories that we're going to talk about in a short moment here.
And I'm Mark Ellis. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we not doing that yet? Oh.
Well, wait a minute.
I came in the wrong time. That's my fault.
I was going to give you something, and you just threw it right away. All right. Well, that's fine. Christian Harloff here, my co-host.
The not preoccupied with a football game at all, Mark
Ellis
here.
That's another reason. I was trying to give you a little more time with your Redskins.
Oh, you're such a nice guy.
And joined, as always, our lovely co-host, Tiffany Smith.
Co-host. You really actually did say my name after that. I was waiting for him to be like, Ken Napsom.
But you got to let me plug you.
Okay,
from DC All Access.
Thank
How
you.
Are you?
I'm good.
And the reason I bring up DC All Access is because it's very comic book related.
Yep. Some scoop related. Yeah, Blockbuster Video may be closed, but Schmoesno.com wide open for business, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Sounded dirty.
We are going to be talking about a lot of news stories and a lot of news stories that we broke on our site. I know there's a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about that you guys read on our website, read on other websites.
there's actually news about the news that we broke.
That's
and
right.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk
news.
About that. We're going to have our good buddy El Mayombe calling in to talk about his scoop that he broke around 8:20, and we'll talk about some other things there. But from 8:30 to 9:30, very excited because we're going to be talking about comic book movies, superhero movies of 2013, what we thought were our favorites. We'll have our favorite moments. We're going to get into a whole bunch of...
Ken just made a really inappropriate face at me.
Ken does whatever Ken has to do because Ken's about to deliver the news, and so however he needs to prep Tiffany, you let him
prep. I'm sorry. I looked over and I got super uncomfortable. Stop doing that.
Oh, no. As you get older, when you wink, it gets creepier and creepier.
What are you doing? You sweat like JTI at a job interview. What are you doing? All right. So let's get...
JTI, don't wear the backwards hat at one job interview. Please, take it off for the interview.
Please,
He took it off last week for Halloween. Remember, he was Doug.
All right.
You know, the one time Christian tries to give us all nice intros and just make it a professional show, Tiffany Smith has to come in and ruin it.
All right. Okay, so let's get back on track here, gentlemen. The whole world's watching.
Hey, Johnny, when does the show start?
All right, good. Kathy Kelly will be joining us. Oh, okay. What's up, Tiffany? All right, let's get into this stuff, too. We're going to be talking about the news. We have a whole lot to talk about, so let's get right into it. Johnny.
Up, Ken Napsok, and these are your Schmoesno headlines brought to you by Magic Hat Brewing Company and Schmoesno.com, your source for news scoops that make others jealous. Do you have a notepad? You might want to write all this down to help keep track. A lot of news bites that we at Schmoesno have claimed as our own thanks to our super secret, deeply embedded source known only as The Phantom. I'm nearly 40 and I just said those words.
It's not me.
First up, all signs point to Wonder Woman making some sort of appearance in the forthcoming Batman vs. Superman film. This after rumors float around the nerd sphere that Jamie Alexander, best known in the Thor films as Hot Chick with Sword, confirmed that she has had, quote, conversations with DC folks about being Wonder Woman. But before the story could take off, we at Schmoes know, let it be known that Ukrainian-born Olga Kurylenko, mostly known as the only Bond girl to never have rolled in the hay with 007 in Quantum of Solace, has been screen-tested for the role of Wonder Woman. Whether or not Olga actually gets the part is not the meat of the story. The main point is that Warner Brothers seems to be content on stuffing every character they have the rights to into this film in the hopes that it leads to the Justice League getting a go picture, which explains why character breakdowns for the following roles are being listed on Actors Access: Blackhawk, Dove, The Metal Man, Blue Beetle, Psycho Pirate, and Shazam. If you want to audition, just ask your Starbucks manager for the morning off. The fifth Terminator film promises to bend over the space-time continuum like a horny hippie having sex in the forest on HBO's Real Sex with its time-traveling Great Scott Marty prequel, not a sequel plot. And now comes word from our source that some leading candidates for the roles of John Connor and his mama have emerged. Boyd Holbrook and Garrett Hedlund are being eyed for the role of John Connor. According to IMDb, they both have appeared in movies. For the role of Sarah Connor, the producers are looking at Margot Robbie, Brie Larson, and Emilia Clarke, known worldwide as the mother of horse lord sex from Game of Thrones. For those keeping track at home, so far Terminator 5 is supposed to be set in the 50s or the 80s. Star The Rock, star Arnie, include Linda Hamilton, Michael Biehn, but not Christian Bale, Claire Danes, or the tall chick from that one Terminator movie no one remembers. When someone is finally officially cast, we'll let Variety post the story first for once. The movie Dan Aykroyd Won't Let Die, Ghostbusters 3, appears to have some new life. This after our SchmoesKnow.com source boldly claimed that Jonah Hill and Emma Stone have been offered roles for the film. The characters are supposedly named Jeremy and Anna, which sounds like that annoying couple you have to buy underwhelming wedding gifts for at Bed Bath and Your Life is Now a Prison. It should be noted that Sony Pictures has yet to greenlight the project and that Bill Murray still wants nothing to do with it because he and Harold Ramis still don't get along. It should also be noted that Jonah Hill once received an Oscar nomination because someone at the Academy mistakenly thought the envelope was for the Kids' Choice Awards. The news of Josh Brolin being involved with Jurassic World can remain in the rumor mill. Sources close to Schmoes Know, which is probably just Christian Harloff digging through studio trash cans, claim that the deal to put Brolin in the fourth Dino pick has gone awry, but Screen Rant is among those reporting that Jason Schwartzman is on the radar for a possible role in the film. No word on whether Wes Anderson says that's okay. A lot of casting rumors have been swirling around this movie, but so far the only confirmed castings are of Bryce Dallas Howard, Ty Simpkins, and a goat. Do you like the most recent installment of the Wolverine franchise? No? Who cares? Another one is coming. Director James Mangold is reportedly in talks to start up another chapter in the wacky life and times of your favorite alcoholic X-Men. Hugh Jackman would be back in the role despite being 3 feet taller than the character's supposed to be. Wolverine, though not a smash in America, was a sleeper hit, taking in over $400 million when you factor in the worldwide box office. But keep in mind, those are the same people that like soccer. And speaking of overseas money, Thor, The Dark World, took in $109 million following its release in 36 foreign territories. This pushes Disney's international box office take for the year to over the $2.3 billion mark, which is roughly the same amount of security cameras Disney theme parks use to watch you pee. Recent reports of an Army of Darkness 2 film moving forward have been debunked by none other than Ash himself, Bruce Campbell. While speaking with Schmoville friend Aaron Darling at this past weekend's Kamikaze, Campbell said the movie is absolutely not happening, calling the story's internet BS. He also wanted to say that the internet is so prey to misinformation and encouraged people to get the, quote, real information. And with that, internet dating died. And finally, speaking of cold hard facts, more Star Wars Episode 7 news. Casting details have been leaked, allegedly. According to Bleeding Cool, an open casting call has been set up by Disney in the United Kingdom. This, quote, nationwide search for lead roles in a Disney film has them looking for a 17-year-old female described as a street smart and strong girl and a male, 19 to 23, who must be handsome, smart, and athletic. So if you had Clint Howard in the Star Wars casting pool, pay up. The casting sheet does not say what movie this is for, and in fact uses the very non-Star Wars character names of Rachel and Thomas. But clearly, that's a cover-up for whatever weird names George Lucas has given his most recent dogs. If you want to audition for these roles, just have your mom drop you off at the bus station, but don't be surprised if she's there to lock the basement door by the time you get back. Star Wars Episode 7 will be released, as we now know of as of today, on December 18th, 2015. The line forms tomorrow. I'm Ken Apsok, and those were your Schmoes Know headlines brought to you by Magic Hat and SchmoesKnow.com.
All right. Kenny Knapsack with the news, always destroying at least one half of the studio. That'd be the half that me and Josh McCougar represent. And he got some laughs on the other side of the ledger, too. I want to talk about this Star Wars thing off the bat. The fact that we know Clint Howard won't be in it, that's shocking. I also want to talk about the fact that we now have a release date for December 18th, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be Christmas time. It's going to be snowing. Everybody's going to be going to the movies that weekend. Then the next weekend, everybody's family's in town. However, is the movie going to be finished in time? Like that, because there was what we talked about last week was that they maybe wanted to push it back to the summer 2016. And Disney's like, we're going to need you done by Christmas. So it's kind of like Scrooge making them work on Christmas. How do you kids feel about it, Tiffany? What say you, December 18th, 2015?
I don't think that they would put out a solid. There was already enough turmoil back and forth of what the date was going to be that I feel like now that they've set a solid date, it means that they actually have something that they're happy with. I'm not worried.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm not.
Christian, you got that look on your face.
I'm not worried either. I'm with Tiffany on this one. I think that I think what they said, and J.J. Abrams also came out with and said that the reason why he's very, very fond of Mike Lorne, said that he's great. There was an article that came out and he said that. But at this time, they want to get it out towards the end here, that he wanted to bring in Kazan, and you're ready. Kazan has added such a flair because he knows Star Wars so well. Mm-hmm. And it could be a little bit of like, don't worry, guys, everything's okay. Maybe, you know, he's a pro. He's going to get it done. It'll be done in December, and we're going to have a Star Wars movie. That's all we need.
He's just that, like, old offensive coordinator you bring in, and you're like, hey, can you just look at these plays and tell us what's really going to pop? Right. And that hopefully that's what Kazan does. So yeah. I'm excited.
Okay. So, guys, as we're doing these stories, make sure you tweet in at SchmoesKnows. And also facebook.com/SchmoesKnows. Tell us which stories you're most interested in and what you think about them. The other one is the one that we reported on, this whole Wonder Woman thing. Now, not only is the fact that, like, Olga Kurylenko, we heard that she had tested for the role, okay? Mm-hmm. I personally don't think she's right for it. And then there's also rumors going around that maybe she didn't just read for that she also read for Bruce Wayne's girlfriend. I happen to think that would be a better fit for her. But the main story and what Riley wrote in his article when he posted this was the fact that what it does is they're going to put Wonder Woman in it. That scares me a little bit, too. It's just like they don't have enough confidence in Man of Steel 2 that they're now just – it's Justice League. This movie is Justice League.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you saw Man of Steel and you're like, you know what? We might need somebody more than Superman. I know Batman. And if Batman and Superman in one movie still aren't enough, then that's a problem with the movie. You know, that's not – that Wonder Woman can't put on a costume and save that.
Yeah. Well, Tiffany,
they haven't said yet that it is Wonder Woman that these girls are – like, it's a role that sounds like exotic.
From what the Phantom said, it was Wonder Woman.
It said exotic, tough girl. It has not said Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is exotic and tough.
But here's the thing.
I'm telling you right now, from our source,
the Phantom
said Wonder Woman. I'm telling you right now.
It's a seashell that we put up to our ears, and it tells us Hollywood secrets, Tiffany.
I'm hoping that it's not Wonder Woman.
Me too. Riley, real quick, what do you got?
Well, the fallout from that news and what I've been hearing is that it's going to be Diana, but that she might not suit
Diana
up
Prince,
Wonder
who is Wonder Woman.
Right, that's still Wonder Woman.
But that's still Wonder Woman.
Not in
that's
that movie. Yeah, she may just be planted.
So she's going to be planted, and then they keep doing the rumors that they're going to plant the Flash.
Yeah.
I'll Arrow tell you this. And all this. That Olga chick, hottest girl on the face of the planet, currently owning the name Olga. I guarantee that. There's nobody else that looks that good named
Here's
Olga.
Here's the other thing, though, is if anybody is watching Arrow, which I think a lot of people are, they do such a good job on that show of planting a lot of different characters and it working really well and having it be cameos and you're like, holy crap, this just happened. Holy crap, this just happened. So I'm kind of hoping that if that's the route that they're going with the second Man of Steel, then it could really work.
And Arrow's a fine show and I think it's adorable what the CW's doing, but this is a huge Superman movie and they need to put somebody else in the Superman Batman movie. Come on, make Olga eye candy, nothing more. Let's go to Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 3. This thing just depresses the hell out of me and kind of excites me a little bit at the same time. It's like a 90-10 thing because Bill Murray's not involved. And Bill Murray, to me, is Ghostbusters. Yep. See, I love Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters. I love Harold Ramis. I love Ernie Hudson. I love all those guys. But it's just like, without Bill Murray in there or somebody of Bill Murray's caliber, and there's nobody of Bill Murray's caliber that has ever lived, in my opinion. So I don't know. I think Jonah Hill's funny. I think he's a really good actor, too. I just don't see anybody that could step into Bill Murray's shoes. It would be a bigger disaster than when they did Blues Brothers 2000. And they're like, hey, who can we do to be, who's our John Belushi? I know, John Goodman. He's great. He ain't John Belushi.
Yeah.
Christian, what do you got?
I'm not a fan of the fact that Jonah Hill is even in contention for the same, because it turns into a very different movie, different tone, very silly in a way that I don't like his comedies. I like Jonah Hill sometimes. He plays the same character over and over again. What I would like to see, there was a great tweet. I can't remember who tweeted it out today. Someone mentioned it probably would be very tough because the insurance would be out of control, but like Artie Lang and people of that nature. So it's like just more people that are like, I don't know, just more of that really, that disturbing, like down in their luck Ghostbusters, like that type of thing. I don't want someone who like Jonah Hill right now it's Jonah Hill.
Here's the thing, though, is that if you're doing Ghostbusters 3 without Bill Murray, you probably need to take that in a different direction anyway. Like, I think it's a bigger sin to do Ghostbusters 3 and try to replace Bill Murray. Then it's like Moneyball. It's like, we can't replace these guys, so let's just get guys that do other things well.
Right.
I think that's what Ghostbusters 3 is going for.
Okay, so moving on. How about this Terminator news?
How about that? Who broke that on the website?
Now, finally, someone came out of retirement and decided to use the computer, and that would be one Mark Ellis.
Thank you. You're welcome,
Mark,
world.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your story?
You can
that you
use
broke.
A computer?
Dude, I was so hammered when I wrote that story. I have no idea what I typed. Yeah. And apparently the internet got wind of it.
It's casting.
It's the casting stuff. And look, they're casting Sarah Connor and John Connor. The funny thing is that all these people that are rumored for it are kind of in their 20s. Yeah. And so you're like, wait a minute. I know a little bit about biology. I know a mom and a son can't be within 10 years of each other's age.
Right.
So it sounds like John Connor is going to go from the apocalypse back to pick up his mom in the 80s. And
everybody likes to time travel.
Are going to go back to the 1950s to finally beat up Biff. And then go to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
That's the wrong franchise.
You see how confusing that
gets? Yes, it is. Look. Terminator 5.
Thank you.
They need something to put this franchise back together, because the last two I felt have just not been great. They had potential with the third one. I thought fourth one, McGee, was just a bad choice.
Each one had some bumps to it, and then it just kind of died on the table.
Yeah, and so I think that they got to go back to rated R as well. They got to go back to what this franchise was. But you're right, Mark. They can't get convoluted in the time thing. You got to have a clear cut story. Make it mm-hmm. The first one was as simple as it gets.
Yeah,
and that's what you have to do. You got to go back to that. I would like to see a lower budget looking film.
Do you want a reboot? Because you love the first Terminator.
No, I don't
so
want to
much.
Reboot. I don't want to reboot. I want a continuation of the story, but I want them to put it back together and not get too confusing. Tiffany.
I just always think it's weird when you to have a mother and a son near the same age just gets uncomfortable.
Because
they're both going to be pretty people. Like, they're not going to cast unattractive people. And then there's constantly going to be those awkward moments of like, wait, are they not flirting with each other, right?
Like, that was what's so great about the first one, though, is because like Michael Biehn, good looking enough, and Sarah
good looking
Connor,
enough. He's a handsome man.
Sarah Connor's hair was ridiculous.
She had 80s mall
lion's mane.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was funny. She looked like the lead singer of White Snake.
Yeah, she's not the most attractive woman in the world, but it worked.
Yeah, I
she's
thought it
hot.
Worked. If you're gonna cast a hot actor, look,
everybody. I mean, she's not like Megan Fox hot, but she's an attractive woman.
But that's what I'm saying, though, is that you don't need that Megan Fox type. That works. She's not an ugly man.
One that Kenny listed, all those names that Ken said that he stole from my story are very attractive people, but that's going to make sense because if you have a hot mom, the son's probably going to be good looking. Like, my mom's hot. Look at me.
But that's awkward.
What?
Like,
what I just said? Or the hot mom,
hot
son?
Hot mom,
hot
son.
Which is, oh my God.
That are like close in age.
Yeah.
Weird.
I think it's sexy. I'd like to see them lay with each other. And then you talk about the apocalypse.
Now we're going Game of Thrones style. It's just weird. Or Oedipus complex kind of stuff.
All right. Well, somebody that's definitely not going to be in a movie coming up is Josh Brolin. He's he's out of Jurassic Park 4. He's off the island. He's done.
And what's funny about that is that, you know, the day before the sites picked it up that he was going to do it,
the sites? You mean you?
No. We had mentioned it. We had mentioned it before the site. We didn't break that story.
But you wrote about it on the website.
We talked about it the night beforehand, the first story, when they said he was going to be in it.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the podcast, and then people picked it up and posted that he was going to be in it. We're like, oh, okay, so we missed out on that one. But this, apparently, it just fell through. You know, things sometimes, you know, whatever the deal may be.
Am I making up that he just got in, like, a random drunk fight at a bar like recently?
Maybe like every other month. Okay. It happens.
I can see Josh Brolin doing that. I can see Diane Lane being like a little too cutesy at home, and he's like, I just need to go fight somebody smaller than me.
Right. All right. So finally, now the final story that we're going to talk about tonight.
Get the name right.
What's
that? Yesterday Christian's like, hey, you hear about this Darkwing thing?
Wait, you want to talk about names? Come here for a second before I get into this story. Come here.
Who, JTR?
I want to talk about JTR.
What's up, Copster?
We were talking about
intern showed up.
Yeah, we were talking about Thor.
Listen.
We were talking about Thor. And then we mentioned there's some like a He-Man movie or something too.
Boy.
Ken made a He-Man joke. And so then JTI made a comment about He-Man. And what did you say?
Says the one starring Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph who?
Who?
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph who?
Lundgren?
Dolph Lundgren? Is that right?
Get out of here. This guy is the worst with names. It's so funny. Dolph Lundgren.
If you just mumbled it, though, you might think that he said it
But
right.
I made him say it four times.
Dolph Lundgren.
Lundgren. And he called John. We had
There's
John
a G Lundgren. In there.
Wait, use Ken's mic also. What? John Lejoie was on this show. What did you call John Lejoie?
John Lejoie.
That's close.
Oh.
John Lejoie. I love his pronunciations.
You know, I loved his machete. that Danny Trejo. That guy's really
Danny
good.
Danny Trejo is good, Mark Elias.
Wait, hold on. You got to have him do Chiwetel Ejiofor.
You already said it.
Well, you should you just said it. You just said it.
No, it's like you did. You just said it. Like,
now he's
going to
get
Ejiofor, yeah.
Oh, so good. Dolph Lundgren will never be on this show.
Oh, stop.
Can we put we get a Kickstarter going for a Rosetta Stone for JTI over there?
All right, the other thing, not Darkwing Duck. He's not going to be in the news. But again, this is another. This is a story that El Mayambe, who's going to be calling in very soon. And we are going to talk to him about the fact that he says that he's caught wind that
he's caught wind about a wing.
Yeah, Nightwing is going to be in this movie. It's now, more people. This is Spider-Man 3 all over again.
Yeah, the lineage of Nightwing is very interesting, too.
Yeah.
Because Nightwing, as Tiffany Smith will tell you, he started out as one character, right? You're the comic book chick.
I'm just laughing because you're like, as Tiffany Smith will tell you. Go.
I know a little bit about Nightwing, too. All right, he started out as a duck, and then he turned into Robin, right? And then Robin turns into Nightwing? Is that correct? Robin from Batman and Robin fame turns into Nightwing. Or he gets pissed off and breaks his back, and then he comes back as Nightwing. Or he knows a friend, that guy turns into Nightwing.
You're doing a really amazing job of describing this. Because of the end of what happened for the Batman films, everyone's kind of anticipating that we're going to get Nightwing, Robin.
See,
there's
so much stuff
going on in the comic book, and you know this too, with Son of Batman, Damian, all that stuff. There's a lot of characters that I think people who don't read comics don't really...
Batman has a kid named Damian? There's one thing you don't name your kid. It's Damian, you idiot. Jesus.
But again, I think there's a lot of stuff going on. And we were talking about this before. I just feel like there's so many things coming out at this point that they could be auditioning for anything. Like, it could be for a web series. It could be for Netflix. It could be for whatever
His daughter named Carrie.
Now, that music means one thing and one thing alone. Now, we had a pretty good day yesterday with our scoops, but as always, the man with the plan, the scoop master.
Super spy
of Schmoville and of Latino Review. He joins us right now. Please welcome Elmayambe. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's popping, cool kids? How you doing?
Hello.
Nice to have you back in Schmoville, my friend. It's been too long.
Been a hot minute, yes, absolutely. How you doing?
Well, what a great way to get you back on the show because were you in a wind tunnel?
Are you being attacked by Nightwing at the moment?
Are you in the Batcave?
Yeah, is somebody in Gotham stealing your wallet as we speak?
That did not go over well.
That did not go well.
Evil villain laugh.
That's right. Evil villain laugh. From
that was
Elmayambe.
A pity laugh.
Is pretty
that
great.
Was.
All right. So
that was I can't hear you. I'm in a tunnel laugh.
That's what I believe. Now, we had a pretty good day yesterday.
The schmoes on
the site. The schmoes on our site. And then, before I'm going to talk to you about kind of, you know, because you've been doing this for a little bit and you have been around and you kind of know how this works. And there's a couple things that happened yesterday that you and I actually spoke about on the phone today that we will get to in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to know a little bit about your scoop on Nightwing. Can you, for our fans who are not familiar with Nightwing or what's going on with Nightwing or maybe have not read your scoop, can you fill us in?
Basically, I got a hot tip about a few weeks back. That, and he's from a very reliable source, that Dick Grayson would be in the movie. Not as Robin, but as, you know, Nightwing, he's off doing his own thing. You know, so usually with a scoop, you get something from a source, you vet it out. So, like, Marvel is not even a challenge these days. Anything casting-wise, I'll get it confirmed within a couple of minutes, and then we drop. But DC is different now, you know, they learned, obviously, very well from working with Nolan the last couple of years in the Batman movies that secrecy is king. So if I find something out, whether it's true or not, it's hard to vet or find out because I'm going to say, did you hear this? Did you hear that? I don't know. It's gotten so bad on this movie that people are asking me about what's going on. I was like, dude, you're supposed to be the source. I should be asking you. What the hell?
I'll give you an example. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Like something like Rocket Raccoon that I've been chasing since February was really hard to flip. It'll take months. So, you know, but I'll know, you know, get a time frame of when something is about to drop or I hear some noise or get some tip and then I'll go on the scavenger hunt. But with the DC thing, I was hitting one brick wall after another. Even right. sources like it's a very. The NSA would be impressed with the secrecy that they have around the project right now. Wow. It's just maybe a half a dozen people on one hand know what's going on with that movies. But
all right, so but let me ask you a question though, because there's a lot of stuff now that's coming out with you're saying the Nightwing could be in it. We're hearing that Wonder Woman could be in this thing, and now with Batman in it. This isn't a Man of Steel sequel anymore. It's not. This is a whole different movie, right?
Technically, yeah. I think it's technically a bootleg Justice League movie. At this point, with everybody they're trying to drop in there,
right? That's exactly right. They got their Justice League movie without saying it's Justice League.
It's not Man of Steel. It's people with the guy from Steel.
But again, we also don't know what's actually going to happen when the film comes out.
Right. Like, but even if you have even if Wonder Woman's in this movie for literally 2 minutes, and then you have Nightwing in it for 5 minutes.
But if you're
you still have all these characters.
If you're looking at it and they've already talked about, too, the fact that it's, in the future and Batman's older, then it makes sense that Nightwing would be around because he's younger and finds out who he is, and he gets taken under his wing. So it makes sense that there would be these younger characters around.
It just scares me.
Here's what I would want to know. I don't care how many superhero to-bes are in the sequel. I want to know how many costumes are we going to be looking at with people running around in tights, because that's going to determine what kind of movie it is.
That's right.
I'll be honest, I think we're only seeing two.
Who do you think we're going to see?
Batman and Superman.
Just Batman and Superman. Batman is... from what I hear, it's a little bit of Kingdom Come with meets the Dark Knight Rises. He hasn't been seen in a minute or whatnot. He patrols the city with drones, so
it's gonna be interesting.
So he's like he's Batman in his early 40s. He's grouch as he always been, and I guess the alien draws him out.
Well, the person that's most excited by all this Man of Steel news is J.J. Abrams. Everybody's leaving him alone for the time being. until you drop your next scoop on Star Wars, which I'm sure is coming soon. But before I talk about any Star Wars or anything, too, what I wanted to talk to you about was, and this is something you and I talked about, too. I'd love for you to get your thoughts on this after I let everybody know. So we had put a couple stories out there yesterday, a couple scoops, and we are very aware that we're the new kids on the block. We understand that. We are first and foremost movie fans, and I understand this is what this business is. It's the internet. You're going to get haters. It just happens.
Especially when you're new. Especially when you're a rookie, you might get bullied a little bit.
It's going to happen, and it's going to happen from comments. And look, the comic book movie puts our stuff up there, our podcast up there, and their fans are – there's a lot of fans that are great. There are a lot of fans that are douches. We accept that. Now, what I don't understand is that – now, there are people – there are some websites, like editors-in-chiefs, that are taking cracks at us, not even knowing who we are. And look, there are certain sites here that I love, and there are certain people that are on the good side and certain people that are not. For example, there's a guy on The Wrap that writes that I really enjoy. I like him, and I've invited him to be on this podcast, and he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Then there was another guy on The Wrap that just – never heard from the guy before, and he writes, "Schmoes don't. No. Like a 13-year-old, right? And it's like, what?
Schmoes don't know, no?
That's not funny. It's dopey. I've heard it so many times on, like, literally 14-year-olds on YouTube have written that, and it's like, okay, that's clever.
You know the first person to make that joke? Me, when Christian brought up the name. I'm like, wait, but people might say Schmoes don't know. Yeah. No one would ever do that.
Right. And then, so then, that's one thing, and it's like, okay, so that's just silliness. And then there's a guy on Collider. And he called both you and us out, and it's like, how I don't understand, like, what the point is of saying that we're not that we're just doing it to get hits and stuff like that. And then plus the fact this is right before Variety confirmed our story, but it's the fact that, like,
that was awesome.
Yeah, why don't people like, maybe just, I guess some people do. But do they tune in and write you an email and say, look, just wanted to kind of figure out – because I did get a couple emails from good – like IGN is great. There are a couple people at IGN that sent me a couple emails asking us about our source, how legit is the source. Same thing from Forbes. Somebody – and it's like
– and those are the proper channels to go through.
Yeah,
Publicly. Like, I get it. If it's the first time – if they've never heard of us, maybe that's how they try to weed out the people that are just bullshit.
Guess.
I mean, we have pretty thick skin. It's not like we're going home and, like, really stewing about this, but – it's an interesting kind of thing because that is the business, apparently.
Right. So what say you on this, Elmanbe?
Since when I started out, man, everything you could think that could be said at me, from racial discrimination to personal hygiene, anything you could think of has been tossed my way. You know, so it's like it just comes with the territory.
Right.
I don't know, who is this guy? Where's he coming out from? Why is he using this name? Who does he think he is? You know, there's a lot of territoriality.
Right. Like you can't play on our playground.
You can see that. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can. There's a lot of, yeah. It took like trades for in like years, like half a dozen years or so ago when the sites really started coming into their own. They weren't given credit where credit's due, but the culture's changed now, you know? So, like, look, you guys are the new kids on the block. You know how long? It took me years to get my first couple of scoops, you know, with some loves in the trades. It was almost impossible. You guys, you got to count your blessings because I know you dropped two things that got credit in the trades, and you're not even doing this a month yet or so. So back in the days, it was a lot more difficult, so... I pioneered it for you guys. So you could get your love in the trade.
No, you did. So. You helped us out very.
He was like the
much.
New kids on the block to our Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. No. You listen, dude. You have helped us tremendously, and I thank you very much for that. You have given us scoops that have been covered for this podcast, and we continue to want you on the show and to hear more of your scoops. You're kicking ass out there, both again with what you're doing here and in life. And so thank you so much, and we look forward to having you on the show soon. All right.
You gotta be careful. Yeah, you're not gonna please everybody. It comes with the territory. Right. You know, like the most ruthless commenters and forum. Because I thought Iranian cool news. No way. Comic book movie takes the cake. But after the Marvel tear I've been on, the tide's turning around. Like, you want to do scoops? You gotta don't read forums.
Yeah,
those are really hard. Well, not to
but
forum,
no, but forum, but that's the thing though too. And I know we gotta go. But I don't. It's not forums that get me. Forums I get. That's gonna happen. It's nature of the beast. It's people. Who are our peers that are doing this professionally, like not doing, you know, the proper way to find out who people are before they call them out. That's I wouldn't do that, and I don't know if anybody else should.
There's a phrase in hip-hop we got for that. It's called player hating. That's
exactly.
All
right, Elmanbe, you're the best. We look forward to having you back on the show soon. Check him out on latinoreview.com, and you want to get some good scoops, you check this man out and follow him out on Twitter, Elmanbe. All cool. Right, guys, thank you so much.
It's a long way to
right.
The top.
Be safe in the back cave.
If you want rock and roll.
So excited. When we come back, Tiffany, myself, and Mark are going to be talking about superhero movies, 2013, all the ones we love, some great moments from those.
Yeah.
Going to hear from the fans, everything. So check out at Schmoes No. Tell us some of your favorite superhero movies from 2013. Schmoes No Movies. Be back in a sec.
Listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
What's up, Toadheads? Hey, make sure you check out the Toad Hop store on ToadHopNetwork.com. It's a great way to support the network. It helps continue to bring you quality programming.
Quality programming, my ass.
Can you see I'm recording you? Oh!
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers. Or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you kick ass online. Right now, GoDaddy's offering .com domains for just $1.99. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code TOAD to get your $1.99.com or click on the GoDaddy graphic on the Toad Hop website. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
To leave your house to shop, to crawl through traffic to the mall,
just to find the thing you wanted,
isn't even there at all.
Amazon.com is the answer.
Shop at home in style and ease.
Find exactly what you want.
Ordering your stuff's a breeze.
Books on tape,
games galore,
everything you're looking for.
Kindle,
cameras, electronics,
baby Einstein,
hooked on phonics,
Blu-ray,
movies
and TV,
download
music,
MP3,
Pixar,
Disney,
microphones,
pet supplies and doggy bones,
World of Warcraft,
Nancy Drew,
Sims,
the Scruff
System 2.
Click Amazon,
you'll smile with glee.
Sometimes shipping's even free.
What's up, everyone? Sports Guru here. Sick of looking at the same old boring websites? Well, check out thenewsportsguru.com for all the hottest trending videos and all the biggest sports news. Become a VIP for only $4.99 and get premium access to everything the Sports Guru has to offer. The beautiful gurus, girls, all my biggest sports picks, and much more. So get off that porn site and check out thenewsportsguru.com.
Is that hunk of junk you call a car always breaking down and leaving you in the dust? Log on to Dyson-Motors.com and check out Dyson's full inventory online. With hundreds of quality cars in stock of all makes and models, you can find the next car of your dreams in minutes. And know you're getting super low pricing. Purchase a car today from Dyson Motors and receive a year of free oil changes. Bad credit? Worried about financing? Log on and get pre-approved in seconds. Go to Dyson-Motors.com and find your new car today.
With Gamefly, choose from over 6,000 titles. Play as long as you want and send them back when you're done. $8.95 to start. No late fees. Gamefly.com. Games delivered.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network. Radio worth watching.
That is the sound of another epic Schmozno podcast. We did a lot of news stories in the first half hour. We did some scoop talk with Elmi Imbe. We did some muckraking. We did a little bit of everything. And now it is time to dole out our superhero awards for 2013, our favorite and our least favorite things that happened in superhero flicks this past year. But before we get to that, Christian, let's talk about the shirt company that we love that neither one of us are currently representing.
Oh, the Copster is our intern Copster.
There you go. Ripped Apparel. Scoundrel Dogs.
Yeah,
nice.
So you got Scoundrel Dogs on there.
All right, so Ripped Apparel, Mark, tell them what it's all about.
Ripped Apparel, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new T-shirt every 24 hours. They have really cool designs. They combine movies. They combine video games, all kinds of stuff. You can never get it again after it's gone. It's there for that day. It's gone for the rest of your life. So the best part about it is it's only $10. Even better than that is if you use our code, it's only $9. You get a dollar off if you type in SK Dark World for the rest of November. No, they do not have black button-down shirts. Yet.
It's really awesome. God, they have headphones good. Now, which is pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
We're
going
to
yeah.
get those soon. We you can pick a design, mm-hmm. turn them into headphones. It's really awesome.
iPhone covers, everything.
Yeah. All right. And guys, now, so yeah, we're going to be talking about superhero movies. And what better way, like mm-hmm. we mentioned before, comicbookmovie.com sponsors the show, posts our podcast all the time. And for this remaining hour, well, not for this remaining, for this next hour, we're going to have Comic Movie will be sponsoring this segment. So let's get to it. The way we're going to work this is, we are going to tell you guys there are five superhero movies this year. There are five big ones.
Now look, there's other movies like Two Guns and
that's
like Fast
superhero.
And Furious. That's
superhero.
What I was going
right.
to say, Christian.
Right.
I'm not throwing them in all the right. pile.
We're
last
only doing superhero then,
superhero.
Not comic yeah. book movies.
Because, no, superhero
because
yeah. movies.
Somebody on the panel,
off Thor.
I won't name who, but they're
yeah.
wearing a jean jacket right now.
Yeah.
She wrote in and said,
jean
"Hey, what about Two Guns and what about these other movies?"
Oh wait, I would say I would consider.
What?
R.I.P.D. though, possibly to be included
possibly.
Because they're not, they have powers.
Yeah, but my daddy taught me
shut
to
up.
Don't kick a man
don't
when he's down.
That's, yeah, right. That's the only.
I wanted to put something on there that I could throw under the bus.
Yeah, no, I understand. but no, that doesn't count. The five superhero movies will be Kick-Ass 2. It will be Man of Steel. It will be Iron Man 3. There will be Thor 2.
And one more.
The Wolverine.
There you go.
So
yeah.
the way we'll do it is we're going to rank. We are all going to rank our choices, how mm-hmm. we like them, and you will talk about exactly why you rank them that way, and we'll go down the list.
Okay.
Would we like ladies to go first?
Yeah, we're going to hear from some of our other panel here as well, depending
yep.
on what topic it is, and we're
yep.
going to hear from you, Schmobile, so get your picks ready.
That's right. At Schmozno, facebook.com/Schmozno. Tell us, again, what we're talking about. Tweet at us, Facebook us, and then we're going to take some phone calls a little later. But let's start with Tiffany. Tiffany, rank your five movies and tell us why they're in the ranking.
I'm going 5-1.
5-1, and tell
okay.
us why they're in that order.
So I'm going to have to say that I think Iron Man 3 would be in the number 5 spot for
okay.
me.
How come?
I just don't think it was an Iron Man movie.
Okay.
It was a Shane Black film. Like, it just wasn't.
Wow.
I walked
Christian
out.
Harloff, you just got attractive.
I walked out and was just like, the most memorable stuff was not in the suit. And that's not an Iron Man film to me.
Okay.
So, I mean, and we didn't have that many films. So being in the bottom, it's not bad. It just wasn't.
Is
was
that why
movie.
You wanted RIPD in there? So you didn't have
so
to give Iron Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who's at 4?
At number 4, I will put Kick-Ass 2.
Okay.
I enjoyed it, but I mean, it was fun. It just is not, I just don't love the characters as much as I loved some of the other characters this year. Then I'm going to go with...
Which movie is that? Who starred in that one?
I'm gonna go with Thor: The Dark World
at number three. Silver medalist.
Okay. All right.
Why? Bronze medalist.
Because, remember, okay.
One thing, by the way, just to let everybody know, there will be no spoilers on Thor 2 whatsoever.
Here's the thing for me. It's actually a hard, that spot for me was a hard one, because I'm like between Man of Steel and Thor. Those two were a toss-up for me because I was so excited for Man of Steel, and I think they did a lot of really good things in it. I think there were some things that did not work. Mm-hmm. But Thor, there wasn't anything that, like, it's really good, but there wasn't anything new or super-duper fresh in it for me. Like, I didn't walk out thinking this was a totally new superhero flick.
Okay.
So then I'm going to put Man of Steel next.
Okay.
I think, I know there were some things that didn't work, but I was... pumped to see Henry Cavill play the character and get a little bit of backstory. And Michael Shannon was amazing as Zod. I think that casting was fantastic. And in my number one spot, I'm going to put the Wolverine.
Okay, wow. So why the number one? Just curious.
I think that as far as casting goes, that Hugh Jackman is possibly one of the most underrated for being cast so well in a superhero film.
Really?
Yeah.
He's underrated. I mean, he's great.
I think if you asked most people before this year, that everyone's like, oh my God, Robert Downey Jr. is the most amazing superhero casting ever of all time. And then you see Hugh Jackman and you're like, he legitimately goes into character, gets really into it, takes it really seriously.
His hairdresser helps.
I'm glad that they've gotten rid of the hair. It was too much.
Oh, I love the hair. That's the best part.
The comic book that they took a lot from, Wolverine, that Chris Claremont did, is one of my favorites. And I love it when you can see moments from the comics in the film, but it's not so perfectly the same that you are not surprised.
Okay.
So there were, like, I talked to you about this. There was one shot where he's shot with all these arrows, and it's legitimately like pages from the comic. And you're cool. I nerd out over that.
All right. So that's Tiffany's list. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a call from Schmoville and see what they thought of your list.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you're in Schmoville. Who do we got?
You got Robert.
Robert, hi. So you just heard Tiffany's list. What did you think? You can say she's wrong. What's that?
No, I said it's a good list. I would just switch the Wolverine and Man of Steel.
Okay, so you put Man of Steel at
number one.
Okay, great. Robert, thanks for the call. All right, guys, so we have, again, make sure you tweet in at Schmoes. No, there's a lot of Schmoville right now telling us your list. Keep doing it. Give us the list. We'll read out a couple of your lists in a little bit. And, again, Facebook.com/Schmoes. No, if you don't like us there, do that. All right, Mark, I'm going to give my list.
Okay.
Here we go.
I was doing the next stretch for
now,
mine.
We're going away. Okay, so for me, at number five, I'm going Kick-Ass 2.
Okay, you were never a fan of that. You walked out of the theater not liking it.
I did not give my review on it. You guys reviewed it on the YouTube channel. I've never given my thoughts on it, I guess, to anyone in Schmoville. So my thing is...
I've never given my thoughts to anyone.
Top secret.
I just wasn't a fan of the film. I thought that the magic that Matthew Vaughn brought to it was lost, and I thought that it was just I thought it was a little more over the top than the original one was. It wasn't connected to any of the characters the way it was beforehand, and it just didn't have that originality that the first one had. It just felt like it was rushed. So that was number five for me.
Wow.
Number four, I'm actually going Iron Man 3, and not to repeat all of the points that Tiffany made, but repeating all the points that Tiffany made. It just, for me, I love Shane Black. I do, and I think as a Shane Black fan, I would rank it as a high movie if it was a standalone film, but it wasn't. It was a Marvel movie that, if I'm looking at it as a Marvel fan, as a superhero fan, it did not continue the Avengers universe the way I wanted it to. It was fairly disappointing in that aspect, and I thought that the twist was cheap in a superhero way, creative in a Shane Black way.
Well, what about as a standalone Iron Man film, though? Because if you just can't you factor out the fact that, hey, this has to forward phase two?
No.
Can't you just look at it as just a self-contained Iron Man piece?
I can't, because...
The Avengers ruined it.
Yeah, because the thing, it's a different movie if it's a standalone Iron Man. If it's the first movie that ever comes out, it doesn't make sense, obviously, because there's references to New York here and there, and there's so much stuff going on.
That would have been a disaster.
That's what I'm saying. So it's hard. That's a hard question, so I'm going to let that pass. For number
Double dare.
For number three, I am actually going with The Wolverine. I loved the Wolverine. I thought it was great. I really enjoyed.
Love's
wait,
a big
hold
word.
Hold on a second.
Love's a big
no,
word.
No.
He's changing. I messed it up.
One challenge.
Number three is Man of Steel. Three is Man of Steel, and the reason why, again, from my, I understand a lot of grievances that people have with the film. I really do. And I think that there's going to be times where we're going to need to see more of Henry Cavill as Superman to really get a – he looks like Superman. He was a great – he was much – I mean, look, Brandon Routh was fine for what it was. He was Superboy, not Superman. Henry Cavill really it worked, but there was an oversaturation of action. But what I loved about it, I got to see Superman kick ass again. I got to see him I really like the very end of that movie without spoiling. A lot of people have complaints about it. Oh, that goes against what Superman does. I thought that Henry Cavill played it in such a way that it brought pain to Superman, what he had to do. I really enjoyed it. I can't wait to watch it again on Blu-ray, so that's why. But again, I acknowledge the problems that a lot of people have with it.
And that's only his third
favorite. I think the biggest complaints were not necessarily the one thing that happened, but the, like, whole
It's one of those movies that it's just very hard for me to argue against anybody who has problems with it.
Yeah.
Because I get it. But I'm such a Superman fan that it was so great to see him kicking ass again.
Like, it's hard to say you don't like it, even when there's stuff that doesn't work in it.
There's stuff that doesn't work in it, for sure. And that's why number two for me is The Wolverine, because I like that The Wolverine was a smaller film.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it was more of a character piece, and it wasn't this big superhero action summer movie. It wasn't. It was a character piece. We got to see more. And some people were, oh, I was bored. I liked the fact that it was slow.
I loved it.
Yeah, me too. The only thing that I had a problem with, I thought that Silver Samurai could have been handled a little better. But other than that, I really enjoyed the movie a lot. I really enjoyed the score, and I thought James Mangold did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. All right, that only leaves your number one.
Thor 2, man. I'll tell you, Thor 2.
Really?
Because you love
Kat Dennings so much.
Is it because you just saw it? No.
And I can tell you why. Because, look, I'd like to throw Kat Dennings' character in the garbage can. But because she's absolutely horrendous in the movie. It's not her fault. It's not her fault. Her character is the Transformers humor. And I'll hit all the shitty parts first with this.
Until the end of time, every time I talk to Christian about Thor, I'm like, hey, remember that part in Thor when Kat Dennings
Kat Dennings. You want to get me started?
I'm just saying, I was testing you.
It's Transformers humor. And here's the thing that is you're going to say, though, let's like, sometimes you can't always have serious, you always can't have serious. Mark said this in our review, and he's absolutely right.
Thank you.
You can't always have the serious, dark tone in comic book superhero movies. You can't. This movie doesn't have those. It has great, just like the first one, there were some great moments in Thor that really worked.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of moments in Thor that were really funny between Thor and between Thor and Natalie Portman at points here, there, and there.
And
some cheesy moments. And Loki, there were some funny moments that really worked. Mm-hmm. And then when the Kat Dennings character came in, it threw it off. But what I loved about it is I loved what Alan Taylor, the director of Game of Thrones notoriety, what he did, you really could tell that this guy directs Game of Thrones.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. The action is great. I thought Chris Hemsworth, I say this every time he's in a movie, that guy is a movie star, man.
Yeah.
That guy is a star. And I really, it was the comic book superhero movie that I wanted to see in the summertime that I didn't get, and it just
poor Christian had to wait till November to see the movie. He really wanted to see in June.
But what it did also, what Iron Man didn't do, in my opinion, was it furthered along. Can we listen?
It furthered along.
I wasn't flirting with Riley during your list.
No, he just randomly stood up, and I'm like, why are you standing up?
Like somebody sent out the Riley signal.
Yeah. But listen,
I thought he was trying to interject something.
No,
that's all.
But the thing, what Thor 2 did, what I think Iron Man didn't do, was it furthered along Phase 2.
Yeah.
There were a lot of, like, it acknowledged Avengers, and there's a cool cameo in there, which I won't say anything. And the credit scenes, which we'll get into credit scenes later, fantastic. So that was my favorite.
Our spoiler review of Thor 2 is in the can, by the way. Sometime soon, yeah.
Great.
I think it also furthered Thor as a character more than Iron Man 3 did.
Say that again?
It furthered Thor as a character.
Oh,
like
I agree.
You got to know more about him than you did in Iron Man.
Absolutely. And because you see where he went from the first movie until now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100% agree.
In defense, you didn't know a lot about Thor to begin with. Like Iron Man, you kind of know everything about Iron Man in the first 5 minutes of the first movie. You know everything there is to know about Tony Stark. Then when he comes out of the cave, you know pretty much everything there is to know about Iron Man. But, and now it's my turn to talk.
Yes.
At number five, I'm going to have...
I feel like he was about to throw punches.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. It's like, you look at the superhero movies this year, and I kind of look at them like I look at, like, 70s singer-songwriter rock. I don't hate any of them, and I don't love any of them at the same time. I just kind of accepted all of them for what they were. Nothing really wowed me, and nothing was like, oh, turn that shit off immediately.
Yeah.
Right.
But at number five is going to be Man of Steel, and I didn't hate Man of Steel. I really didn't hate it, but man, did it disappoint the hell out of me, you know? Because you're watching, like you said, Christian, you said that you think that there is going to be a movie where you're going to get to know Henry Cavill and he's going to get to be Superman. My question is, why the hell couldn't that movie have been Man of Steel? Because there was so much other cool shit in there. It looked great. Mm-hmm. It looked beautiful. I love the performances of the two fathers. I think Kevin Costner as Pa Kent and Russell Crowe as Flippity-Flam was fantastic. Yeah. But then the movie just had no heart. It was just kind of, after a while, it was just Superman flying around and flying into shit and yelling at stuff. The end I did like. I also liked the choice that Superman made. Maybe that's because I wasn't as invested in Superman in this one. Maybe okay. I would have felt differently if that was Christopher Reeve doing that to General Zod, but remains to be seen. At number four, I am going to have Iron Man 3. Which is very surprising to me because Iron Man 3, I love the first half of that movie.
It's because you didn't get your song in it, huh?
Because they had no AC/DC at all, no Black Sabbath in Iron Man 3. How do you get away with that? Because if we're just doing halves, then the first half of Iron Man 3 may have been the best comic book movie I've seen this year. But the second half, not only did I not like the twist with the Mandarin, not only did it not have the cool rock that I like in it, the fact that Iron Man is just slinging shitty one-liners 2 seconds after the love of his life just dies, or he thinks she's dead, that totally took me out of the movie, and it didn't have to happen. The one reason why I'm going to put Iron Man 3 ahead of Man of Steel is because at least Iron Man 3 gave us something at the end of the movie. Something to look forward to. Even if it was just Tony Stark and somebody else from the Avengers kind of rapping with each other. I like that. I know that DC's not Marvel, but I hated the fact that Man of Steel just ended. I hated that. I hated that it was just, oh, so we showed Wayne Enterprises on the satellite. That's enough. I wanted to see something else happen.
All right.
At number three, can somebody just settle down? This is my time.
I'm just listening.
At number three, I am going to have The Wolverine. The Wolverine was good, and that's pretty much all I have to say about The Wolverine.
I'm curious, why would you rank that? Why would you rank Wolverine higher than
because
Iron Man 3?
It kind of managed the game well. You know, okay. Iron Man 3 took some more chances, but then it really fucked up a couple things.
Okay.
Man of Steel, I just thought was just more of a drippier watch. And so I think The Wolverine popped a little bit. It didn't do too anything that was great, but it was solid. It was a solid comic book film.
Okay.
At number two, I'm going to have... This is really tough. This is where you really separate the men from the boys here. So I'm going to separate the men from the boys, but I'm going to put the men at number two. I'm going to put Thor and Loki and all his buddies at number two because I thought Thor the Dark World was awesome. I thought it was an awesome watch. I liked the humor in it. It made me laugh a lot.
This is shocking to me.
There's a couple times... When, you know, could Kat Dennings' character, was she necessary? No.
Kill
her. It made me laugh. I thought it was really funny. We're not going to mention who dies or who doesn't die in Thor 2. But I thought it was and again, for the future of Thor and those Easter eggs that you get, I thought that was really, really cool. Yep. And those Easter eggs might play into some of my picks later on in this hour.
Okay.
At number one, I'm going to have Kick-Ass
2. That's shocking to me.
It was the most enjoyable superhero film I had in the theater this year.
Wow.
And maybe it's because I was sitting there with Tiffany Smith, you know, and everybody thought we were on a date. Maybe that's why. But, you know, I was just eating a big bucket of popcorn and I was laughing. I thought the action was great.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're coming from when you fault the director for anything. Because I thought all those action scenes were really well done. And by the way, Jim Carrey knocked his role out of the park. The only reason I didn't schmoat a little bit higher is because I wanted more Jim Carrey in there. I understand why they would want to cut as much of that weirdo out, but I thought Jim Carrey was fantastic. I thought the whole movie was fun. The scene at the end with McLovin as the villain, he was hysterical.
Yeah.
He was so funny.
Yeah, it just didn't speak to me. Yeah. All right.
I laughed, I cried, I got laid that night.
Let's get really, Tiffany, what? Finally.
Huh? No, hey, next category.
All right. So let's talk to Schmoville real quick and let's talk. Well, we didn't hear about what they thought about my list, what they thought about your list. Hey, you're in Schmoville, who do we got?
Hey guys, what's up? It's Tony Morrow.
Tony Morrow.
Hi.
So you just heard both mine and Ellis's list. What do you think?
What does Santa Barbara have to say about the list?
What do you think about the list?
To me, the only superhero movies that I enjoyed the most this year were Man of Steel, despite its flaws, and I really liked The Wolverine. I was actually pretty surprised by that movie, but Iron Man 3, Storm, that was terrible. Thor 2, which comes out tomorrow.
Tony, I love you to death.
Not excited.
I need you to stay on target. Out of the two lists we gave you, what do you think?
There's too many of them.
Well, I'm just saying because Man of Steel and Wolverine were kind of low on both of your lists. Those are the only two movies.
So what you're saying is you like my list the best.
Big ass two, I freaking hate it.
You know what? As much as I hate to say it, Tiffany, you can have Tony.
So wait,
he's
so,
all yours.
Wait, final thought. Tony, what did you say about Kick-Ass 2?
And better than Finstock.
Tiffany and Finstock. So what did you say about Kick-Ass 2?
I hated that film. First one was okay, but the second one, as you said, Christian, was just too silly and over the top.
All right, Tony.
It was just terrible.
All right. Well, you're on my side. All right, Tony. Thanks a lot. All right, so now what we're going to do, now we're going to move in. Those were our lists. Now what we're going to do is we're going to move into some topics. And the way this will work is we'll talk about our favorite certain moments or characters, and then we will just, you know, kind of quick, and then we'll bring in a ringer, which will be someone from our podcast, and then we'll ask them what their favorite part of that, you know, whatever topic is that we're talking about, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Who's it going to be? Is it going to be an intern? Is it going to be Makuga? Is it going to be Kenny? Is it going to be Mark Riley? Are we going to replace Mark Riley with the janitor because Riley keeps standing up at an inopportune time?
Ken will never answer because all of his answers will be Christopher Reeve 1978. It will not work. Yeah.
The only hero movie I saw this year was a Johnny Carson documentary.
I liked your tweet
when I read that.
That was a really good documentary.
The thing that's awesome that I will say about Ken, though, is when we started shooting Stacked, he would constantly make jokes and be like making up names of characters because he had no idea. Now, legitimately, there was a moment where I was like, wait, what's that character's name again? And Ken knows. He's actually reading them. I'm so proud.
I think he is reading comics. It's a matter
he
of
He is.
Getting,
I'm so proud of him.
Well, yeah, because he's a grouchy old man who sits in his underwear reading comic books now.
But he wasn't before.
No.
Before, he was just grouchy.
Ken said there's no underwear.
Naked as a jaybird.
All right, so let's get to these topics. I'll start it off here, and we'll talk about best villain.
Okay.
All right. So basically, we'll talk. Who was your favorite villain in all of the Iron Man? It will not be from Iron Man, I can tell you that. So for me, I think it's going to be, we might get this a couple times on the board. I'm going Loki. Loki for me is, and it's funny, though, too, because depending on how you look at it, is he 100% a villain in this one? You have to decide on your own. But I think that Tom Hiddleston has done something with that character, man, that it just every time you see him, you want to see more of Loki. He's become a rock star. Loki's become a rock star now, and in a good villain way. And I think the funny thing is that Malekith, who's the other villain, Christopher Eccleston plays him in this, and I think he looks cool, but he's fairly unforgettable. He's unforgettable.
He is forgettable.
What I said. Nat King Cole was unforgettable.
He's forgettable.
Excuse me. He's forgettable, and he is. There's nothing to him. There's depth to Loki at this point. There's a reason that he's doing it, and that's why I thought Loki is the best villain of 2013.
I think that there is something to be said for having villains who are in a gray area because, like, DC versus Marvel. DC does a freaking amazing job with their villains because those villains believe that they're heroes. Right. Like, they think that what they're doing is, on some level, the right thing.
Yes.
And so Loki's character, he thinks, like, he's like, I'm trying to get, or like, I'm talking about from the first film, not the second one, but he's like, I'm just trying to get these people on Earth to, like, listen to someone who has their best interest at heart.
And that's true. Well, the other thing is, too,
which is why he works.
And that's why I can't spoil anything, but there's a particular moment that makes, and it'll be in our spoiler review.
Boy.
It'll be in our spoiler
review.
I'm not going to talk about it, but there's a moment that really makes me like him even more. And I'll, again, in the spoiler review.
That's when all my red flags go, is when somebody says, I don't want to spoil anything.
But
Tiffany, Tiffany, who's your favorite villain of 2013?
It's a toss up for me.
Yeah, who you got?
Loki's amazing. Yeah. I think that everyone, you just want to see more of him.
Right.
I think that Zod was pretty freaking great because of the way that they described him, where it was like he was born to be this way and that was his one job. And so when you see that in him, you're like, okay, it makes more sense as to why you're such a despicable person because you were born to do that one job.
Okay.
And I think he was he was just so good.
All right. Well,
when we got those, like, the little videos, the leaks at the beginning.
Yeah.
that.
Unlike, that was cool. Yeah. So there's some holes in that, but still, it was pretty cool. I also, so Schmoville, make sure right now, at Schmoes Know, who is your favorite villain in superhero movies in 2013? Tweet us at Schmoes Know, Facebook.com. Schmoes Know, talking superhero movies 2013. Mark, who's your favorite villain of 2013?
Favorite villain of 2013, Thor's penis. That guy is making all the wrong decisions with that part of his anatomy. It's like, really, you're going to fall in love with an earthling? She's going to be a wrinkled shrew in 40 years, guy. You age 10,000 years. Why don't you date somebody like Jamie Alexander? She's suited for you. I want to take Loki like everybody else, but the way that Loki spends this particular film versus the way that Christopher Mintz-Plasse's character spends Kick-Ass 2, I want to go with Kick-Ass 2 a little bit. Right. Maybe I'm trying to be different too, but I think that seeing him as a villain, he made me laugh, and I also, unlike the first one where I just didn't even believe he'd be a superhero, all of the things that he has at his disposal in Kick-Ass 2, all of the kind of mental games he's playing and the sidekicks that he has doing his evil bidding, I'm going to go with him as my favorite villain of 2013.
Wow, that's shocking. Yeah. Okay, you're not a big fan.
I feel like it's not shocking when you picked Kick-Ass 2 as his favorite superhero flick of the year.
Yeah, I guess. All right, so are there any other, from the panel in here too, any of the ringers, is there another villain that we haven't talked about that you want to throw in?
You're opening up to all the ringers at once. I want to ask.
I'm going to first ask Schmoville. I'm going to take a phone call from Schmoville and see who their favorite villain was, and then I'm going to ask if everybody else has the same ones, then no.
It sounds a lot like Loki's winning this.
It seems
one.
Like it. All right. Hey, you're in Schmoville. Who do we got?
Okay, this is Isaiah.
Hey, Isaiah. So, Isaiah, who was your favorite villain in the superhero movies of 2013?
Well, it was Mandarin. For a while.
Mandarin was
for the
good
first
for
half
yeah,
of
for
the
about
movie.
A good hour, Mandarin was a good villain.
And then Shane Black flushed that down the toilet.
Yeah,
so would you consider Shane Black a villain?
So I'd probably have to say Zod.
Zod, okay. All right. Yep. So another vote for Zod. All right, man. Thanks for the call. So that's it. I mean, you got Zod, you got Loki. I mean, a lot of good villains out there, too. Let's go to our next one. That would be the counterpart, which would be the greatest hero. Who is the greatest hero this year? That's all the villains that we have. So greatest hero, who's your favorite hero so far?
Everybody scratched their head. They're like, what was that thing called in Wolverine? It was big and it was metal. I can't remember it.
So, and you bring up Wolverine, and I'm going to say that he's my favorite hero this year because, again, the fact that in that movie he was given up, he was done with it all, and it took and he for the first time he faced his mortality, and he really went through a lot more so than I think any of the other heroes did, and it was nice to see him in again this smaller story. So Wolverine's my pick.
All right, yeah, I got to go with Superman. He just had so many lines in that movie.
Just stop.
I like Superman, I really did, but I think in considering all of these heroes, I think I got to go with Thor because I did like Kick-Ass 2 a lot, but that kind of split the ballot between heroes, and when you see Thor the Dark World, yes, Tom Hiddleston stole the show at Comic-Con, and he's fantastic in Thor the Dark World, but man, as soon as Thor walks on screen, even with these other Asgardian warriors fighting, you know who the hero is, you know? Hey, Anthony Hopkins, you're a great actor. Why don't you sit on the throne with your golden eye patch and let your kid take over?
Yeah.
Thor is the best hero of the year by far.
All right. Tiffany?
I'm stuck between both of your choices.
Okay.
I mean, Wolverine for me is one of my favorite characters, and I think it's because he does have this gray line of he's kind of the loner who might not always make the right decisions, but when it really comes down to it, he'll do what he needs to do for people that he loves.
He's like Mark Ellis with claws.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think in this film, they don't care. He's tweeting back there.
Yeah, no, he's not tweeting. Josh has been buried in his phone for way too long. He's texting somebody.
No, you can't. If you're gonna text, If you're texting, by the way, sometimes you text. If you're texting, you can't be in the tweet corner. That's the rule because sometimes I get comments. Who's the asshole in the background texting? I always defend you. I always defend you and say he's tweeting back there. I don't think you're tweeting. I think you're texting some.
You know what else? He's doing? Yeah, I know he's texting a girl because he usually is like right behind me, but I've been noticing he's got his angle and so you can clearly see Makuga.
Yeah.
He's been smiling. He's been doing this maneuver. Yeah. He's been thumbs upping. Yeah. He's
about
good.
To start crying.
He's not here 1 week. What an asshole. All right.
Hey, Josh, thanks for bringing the beer, by the way.
Douche.
The other thing that I think is with Thor, I kind of, and I don't know if anyone else has said this yet, but I feel like he's going to be the new Brad Pitt.
Thor?
Like where Chris Hemsworth, where it's like he's so good looking, and for whatever reason, because he's so handsome, people forget that he can actually act.
Well, but
and then you see him in Rush, and he blows you away, then he pulls off this character, which
he blew
Thor,
away.
I have to say, is a hard character to pull off well. Because
absolutely.
he really is just like this arrogant whatever, has no flaws.
And there's something to him. And the thing, what Hemsworth does, and I agree with you bringing this to Thor, but another reason dudes like him too, the same way they like Brad Pitt, is because he's got that thing. He's not just a pretty boy.
Yeah,
he's got, there's something to him. You're like, all right, this guy's cool, and he brings that aura.
You want to have drinks with him.
Yeah,
like you want to hang out.
I want to have drinks with Iron Man.
That's very true.
But I'm talking about as an actor, like outside of it too.
I want to have drinks with Robert Downey Jr. Okay. Right. Are you kidding? That's a great night out.
All right, I want to read some tweets now from the heroes, who their favorite heroes are.
These aren't from the superheroes. The superheroes didn't tweet you.
No, these are people voting. We got to vote for Bobby Finstock, which is good.
Whoever tweeted that in, you are terrible.
Probably Bobby Finstock.
Just kidding, you're not terrible. Bobby Finstock is.
Thor, Wolverine, Iron Man. Wolverine, Superman. There you go. Superman, Thor.
Whoa!
Wolverine, Superman. We got a lot. I mean, it's all around the board of who their favorite was. A lot of Wolverines, a lot of Supermans. And I think Superman was a really good hero the way they set him up. So
he looked awesome. Yeah. I like the new Under Armour suit that Superman's got. I think it's badass.
You do?
I do.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's got that Gore-Tex shit on it.
Wildman's got one. Who do you got?
I want to say this overall. That I was.
I get it. You weren't texting.
I wasn't. No. If you were texting, you know.
Yeah.
My pants would be off.
Dirty.
That's how I text.
Dirty.
What I'm saying is, overall, I was so disappointed by the entire superhero slate of 2013. Like, beyond. Listen, I love Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some Wolverine. I fell asleep in Superman. Fell asleep halfway through Iron Man and woke up near the end. And I was like, there's 40 of them? Where did all these come from? Like, I was not entertained by any of them. I'm going to go see Thor because you guys recommended it so highly. But overall, it was like a terrible first date with a vegan. It was brutal.
Wow. Yeah. All right. All right.
You'll like Thor. Take the girl that you're texting right now to go see Thor. She'll enjoy it.
Okay. So let's get to the... Now, this is one that's going to be pretty easy for my pick, but we'll let you guys go first. Worst comedy moment in a superhero movie this year.
The worst comedy moment.
Worst
what was the worst smelling fart in a theater?
What was the moment that you just said, no, what did it, come on.
It's tough for me because I'll let Riley weigh in first, let's
let the ringer go in first. Riley's
going to
start.
Mine's an unintentional.
You know what
one.
I love is when one? Riley really has a point. He stands up like the groundhog didn't see his shadow.
All right, exactly.
Riley, who do you got? What movie?
That's why when he stood up over there, I was like, what?
I did too.
I thought he had something.
By the way, that had nothing to do with you guys. I was doing business with Ken Napsok, okay? It had everything to do with the site. You guys just need to calm down and focus.
You sprung up like the cobra in a Turkish bazaar.
Yodi.
Exactly.
Like a meerkat.
Yodi.
Yodi.
Favorite movie.
All right, come on,
okay,
Yodi.
Okay, so Iron Man 3, when Guy Pearce breathes fire and Don Cheadle goes, oh, you breathe fire now? There was people in the audience going, that's so funny. And I went, that's it. Fuck you. I'm out.
Right, all right. So
that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, very passionate.
Yeah.
All right,
well, no, so it was. It pulled me out of the movie completely.
All right. So there's Riley's moment. Ellis, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with something that made me laugh at the time. And then, like, upon further review, it was very, very unfunny.
Okay.
And that is going to be the Mandarin reveal. I won't go into too much specifics, but during the scene, it had me kind of laughing a lot.
What Ben Kingsley was doing as the
character, I was like, man, this guy's a really good actor. And then I'm like, oh, shit, that really happened? Oh, I take back my laughs. After further review, the laughs are it's a clean slate.
Yeah, okay. For me, I'm torn here because I don't want to reveal to you. There's a part in Thor with two interns that I could have done without.
It's not you guys. Don't worry, boys.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kick-Ass. Two.
What?
The whole thing.
No, there's that rape scene thing that someone actually tweeted in as well. I agree. It was really stupid. I thought that the motherfucker is what his name is in the movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was forced the whole way through. Most of the stuff that he said didn't make me laugh at all.
If you read the comic books, and I think I said this in Stacked, but I was like, it's very... He's so much worse in the comic books.
Yeah, but again, I think Vaughn could have pulled that stuff off.
No,
I don't think this guy could have.
The stuff that is said in the comic books, they could not. It would have been too bad in the film, like for it to be watchable.
All right.
I think and I feel like they tried to make it funny, and it doesn't work.
All right, so Tiffany, you got one?
Mine was an unintentionally funny, not funny moment in Man of Steel when she. I'm like a 5-year old.
Yeah.
When she's trying to push the key.
You're in good company.
When she tries to push the key in and she's like, it won't fit. And he like looks at her.
Which one, Man of Steel?
Yes, in Man of Steel, when she's trying to shove the key in.
Oh. It seems like it made you laugh a lot.
Because it wasn't, I'm saying it's not, like, it was unintentionally. Oh, it was okay. not meant to be funny.
So you have a, that's a politically correct answer, basically.
No.
Well, it was, well,
what's a
it
moment was that an sucks? Awkward, come on. There's a moment that you said that stinks.
I mean, I think that I you have to go with what, like, everything in Iron Man 3 for me.
Well,
I mean,
see.
the bar. All right.
This will, like, bleed into our next topic, though, too, because if you talk about the best comedy moment, then I think a lot of the first half of Iron Man 3 had some really, really funny stuff.
I mean, the stuff, like, all of the stuff with the kid was funny, but it should not have been in Iron Man.
And it could have been. The second half could have redeemed all that stuff because he could have gotten back in the suit and been Iron Man and not had the way that the Mandarin storyline went. I thought that would have been fine. But just the way the second half, so I'm not going to blame that funny scene that they had together in the snow, because Shane Black directed that beautifully and the actors pulled it off very well. The kid was great. So I might actually choose that for best comedy. I'll think about it for a little bit.
Well,
I'll go to you.
I'm going with Thor 2. And again, without spoiling, there's a certain scene when Thor is in someone's apartment. A thing happens with him.
I got
a chuckle out of that. I thought it was really funny.
Everybody in the theater did.
I thought it was really funny, and I thought that the way Hemsworth pulled it off was great. So when you see Thor 2, you will know what I'm talking about, and it's really funny.
All right, Tiffany. Then I'll stick with my Iron Man 3.
Okay.
Pick.
All right, Tiff.
Wait, as what
funniest?
What was your Iron Man 3
what
funniest?
Is the funniest thing? What's your some stuff that Tony Stark said to the kid?
Kid, right? Just
I mean,
moments.
I don't remember
just
the exact.
It's just
fucking
moments that he has with the kid, the relationship back and forth.
I didn't study the Blu-ray, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to get some tweets here from
kind of
Schmoville about your funniest moments. So someone's this is another bad one. If someone said, "What if I had to tinkle some moment in Man of Steel?"
Oh my gosh!
That was pretty bad.
When Amy Adams says that when she's
Tyler Myers, Tyler Myers at Myers FTW hit it right in the head. The part that didn't work at all was the very end when the Man of Steel when the woman says, "I just think he's kind of hot." That whole line
that didn't bother me.
It
you
threw,
know what
oh,
bothered me when
yeah.
they kissed.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she's
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
"It's all downhill face. After the first kiss," and he's like. I think that's only with humans. What?
Oh, right. Some of that stuff. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah,
so
and that's from Tyler Myers, right?
That was Tyler Myers.
Tyler knows his comedy. Yeah, right. You know why? Because he's going to go see me next week in Tampa. All right.
Yeah.
I think funniest stuff for me would be stuff that happens in Thor. I laughed out loud quite a bit.
Yeah, there was some good. What? Who says that to you? Who's this from? At Koopa Troopa says this. So, the Wild Man just gave me a tweet. At Koopa Troopa says, "No one brings up the penis pods in Man of Steel that Zod and his men got prisoned in." I guess that's it. Is that
the penis pods?
Penis pods. All right.
No, but that's like a legitimate punishment.
I went over well. That's true.
What?
All right. So let's.
No, but if I really.
Whoa! All right. Let's get to.
You see, the penis is an organ
no
on the male
in
body.
The room was like, "Oh yeah, the penis pods." No one else knew what you were talking
it's
about.
It's a spinoff. It's gonna.
And you all
actually,
have
the penis
penises.
Pods, the
penis
Most pod, of us have penises.
I hope. I don't know for a fact.
The penis pods actually have a part in the Man of Steel sequel. All right, so let's get to the next. What's the next topic that we have?
I can lead us into the next topic
what do you got?
If you want.
What
this is going to be something that Tiffany's going to have to get her head off cock for a second to think about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did this turn into Attack Tiffany?
It's not Attack Tiffany.
I haven't even done anything.
I'm just trying to exercise.
This is what you want, Leanne. You want Leanne to get a little dirty with that poster.
I just stop thinking about male hogs for a second, and I'm going to pull that thought out. The power of Christ compels you to focus. On, I'm spinning fucking game here.
Ken Napsok is gonna have a heart attack in the background. He's that's
guys,
payback for
you. You do know that my dad listens.
Hey, Mr. Smacky Moore.
Yeah, I know.
He definitely texted me this morning to be like, "Are you on Schmoes tonight?" Yeah, Dad. Okay, I'll listen. Love you.
Dolomite.
Yeah. You know what? Then that's a good sidebar. Let's talk about your dad's penis, and then we'll get
oh
right
my
back
God!
Into the best hero.
Oh!
It isn't. Is this? I'm just trying to run the show for it. Everybody else seems to be laughing, so I figured I'd take over and just spin it into the next top. Is that not on here? I'm looking, and I. You know what? Yeah, I don't see that on here. So,
whoa.
What we're gonna do now is we're gonna go to what is your favorite moment of? I'll be at the Tampa Improv next weekend. If anybody's in the Florida area, and besides Tiffany Smith's family, I don't think they want to see me do stand up anymore. And this Saturday at the Reno Celebrity Theater in Lake Tahoe. So come on out and check out Me in a theater setting. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before. Okay, I want everybody to focus here because this is a topic that I came up with. And it's PG rated. And it is the best, it's the best character in a superhero film that is not the lead. That is not like the character, that is not like the hero or the villain. It's like an ancillary character, you know, like a roadie in Iron Man, or you know, like in Wolverine, one of the Japanese gals that Wolverine was sleeping with, something on that order, is the next topic. So, Cobster is filming the reaction. I don't even remember what I said. I don't even know if there's something I did. I don't know if there's like a sidebar laugh. I feel like the teacher right now that like, I don't know if they're laughing at a line that I said or somebody in the back cut one and everybody's laughing at that. Riley, what's going on your side of the room right now?
Well, I think there was a comment made about Tiffany's dad that everybody for me, I can't breathe.
Okay. Well, I apologize that I did that to everybody. I guess, you know, Tiffany's dad is somewhat to blame in this, but I'll take the brunt of it. I want to talk about the character that is not a hero or a villain. They can be good or bad, but it's just not like the main lead.
All right.
You understand what I'm trying to say here, Chris?
I didn't hear a word you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
The best supporting actor or actress. It can be good. It can be bad. It's just not the main good guy or the main bad guy.
Okay. I would go ahead and say if that was the case, if we had, I mean, you could go, I was going to say Randy Rhodes. You could go with Rhodey.
Great guitar player.
Go with Rhodey.
Colonel Rhodes. Yeah. Played by Don Cheadle.
Yeah. I think that he, I mean, again, even the fact that, I was also going to go with the girl from Wolverine as well, too.
She was really good.
She was good
And I wish to God I could remember even one syllable of her name, but it's not popping. But then you also have, there's a lot of really cool characters in Kick-Ass 2, and it's hard to talk to you about this because you just did not like the movie at all.
What, Kick-Ass 2?
Kick-Ass 2, yeah. There's just...
I mean, could you go... I mean, Hit Girl, I guess, could...
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey was great.
Jim Carrey is my pick.
Jim Carrey, and I would understand that pick because Jim Carrey, for me... was the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
For sure. You got one, Wildman, what do you got?
Russell Crowe was the redeeming guy in Superman.
Yeah, sure.
I think both of the fathers, sorry, Tiffany, are really good in Superman. The Kevin Costner character is Pa Kent, and Russell Crowe, I think they were both great. Tiffany, if you can collect yourself, who's your favorite supporter in these films?
I want to count it, but it doesn't. The scene with Henry Cavill when he's in the diner and that girl's there, that's like one of my favorite scenes, and I feel like there was way more chemistry between him and that girl than Amy Adams.
Right, that's a good call. I think he kissed Lois Lane for the papers, and then he flew right back to the girl with the truck stuff.
But I think that the whole crew that's with Thor in this film is super strong, and they're not the leads. And you actually get to know a lot more of them than
they
you expected
had more to do. You had your Ray Stevenson, who once upon a time was a
If you
a
have
Punisher.
Not watched Rome, also one of the most amazing actors on that show.
And then you have your Jamie Alexander, who we all walked out thinking, if there's going to be a Wonder Woman movie, maybe she should be considered.
And Zach Levi.
But
which
also,
is a surprise one because I was like, wait, is that Zach? Oh, that's Zach. That's Zach.
Zach Levi. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And then you have, you know, Natalie Portman and Kat Dennings, Stellan Skarsgård.
Right. All right. Let's move on to the next
topic. I'm not talking about all those extras. I'm just talking about Thor's crew.
All right. Yeah. What do you have? So, here's one.
The Asgardians.
Tiffany, this one is, I think I know, I know your answer for this, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Okay.
What was the best movie that stuck, you thought, the best to the source material? Would that be Wolverine? If you took Wolverine out, like out of the other movies, what stayed really true?
I mean,
to the
I think I would go probably to Birthright. There's a lot of stuff that happens in Birthright, which happens in Man of Steel.
Yeah,
and I think for me, knowing that Zack Snyder read it and was really invested in it,
it seemed like it was most true.
Yeah, there
really?
Was still, I mean, there was a lot of changes, but there were definitely moments where when I was watching it, I was like, oh yeah, I can see where that was inspired by this comic book.
And would you say that Iron Man 3 is the one that went most off the rails?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony Stark and Iron Man, the character is the same, but the villain, like, I mean, if you read, this is not a spoiler, but I'm like, he is the strongest villain. He's like the Joker.
Yeah, because he's got all those magic rings.
Yes.
Right? Now, but let me ask
you this. His rings also have powers, and in the movie, he doesn't have any.
With all these things that are swirling around the events, and maybe Ben Kingsley's in talks with Marvel to do something. So could your answer change in a couple of years? Like, would you be happy if they actually did that, or do you just want them to cut the Mandarin off right now and say, don't worry about coming back?
The only way that I would be happy with it is if they could prove that that was their plan from the beginning. Because I hate it when they change something because they think that the fans are so annoyed about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want them to go back and be like, oh my God, the Iron Man fans were so upset. Let's pretend that this is what we were planning from the beginning. If they really did that and were like, here, look, this is why, this is how we can prove it. Then I'd be like, okay. You duped us.
All right, so Jimmy, that's our expert there. So what about, I got one for you. I
was going to say, why are you looking at me? Do you think I read any of these things before?
No, but I got a best fight that we're going to do.
Let's do best fight first, and then we'll take a call from Schmobile.
We'll do best fight first.
Okay.
For me, best fight, again, not big spoilers, but as much as he may not have been a great villain, Malekith and, how do you pronounce it? Am I saying it right? Malekith and Thor in this last movie, that fight is awesome. Not only for what happens in that fight, it is epic, and it was everything I wanted for a final beatdown.
Yeah, I'm about to get killed here because if it's best fight as opposed to action scene, a great action scene is when Iron Man is saving everybody falling out of the airplane. That scene looks fantastic, but my favorite fight scene is the climax of Man of Steel.
Really?
It was awesome.
Okay.
And it almost redeemed the entire movie for me. Not only visually, because I actually got invested in the fight again.
Yeah.
And then the way that it actually played out, I thought it made some really ballsy choices. So.
All right. Ballsy. Okay.
I think...
I didn't say anything.
I'm going to go with Wolverine again.
Okay. Well,
because I love the stuff with the samurai.
Yeah. Do you like the samurai?
It's that big silver doll.
No, the stuff with all the ninjas.
Get rid of the lizard. Oh, the ninjas was great. Lizard lady, you can kick in the ass and get her out of there.
It was all the stuff with the ninjas.
In the snow,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
they descend upon him. He fights a couple of them, and then he's out.
But it was for me. It's because it rarely do you see a situation with Wolverine where it's like they know that one guy's not going to take him down, so they plotted it, and I liked that. And it was that he was going in knowing that it was a trap.
All right, let's take a phone call from Schmoville and find out what your favorite fight was. Hey, you're in Schmoville. Who do we got?
Hey, y'all. Hey, this is Tiffany Smith's dad's penis.
Josh Macuga. Hang up the phone.
I'm in here to talk about how you're talking about my penis all day.
Oh, cut this joker off in the past.
I'm sorry. Is that what my dad sounds like?
That is not what your dad sounds like. But again, Tiffany, you got to consider the source. First of all, it's from the stupid prank mind of Christian Harloff. Okay. Second of all, it's Josh Macuga, who is perhaps our worst impressionist.
Pretty bad.
Nobody on this panel is particularly great. Christian's okay. Everybody else sucks at impressions.
Riley's pretty good.
And Christian picked the worst. Riley, hey! I'm sorry. Riley, I just wanted to see you stand up again.
Yeah. All right.
I just wanted to see you go for up.
We did best fight.
And here comes... Guys, my dad's coming back in now.
All right, so we have about 10 minutes left of the superhero discussion.
I agree, Christian. I thought Josh did a great job on the phone.
It was good.
It was terrible.
Okay, so we have now the other one. Let's see, real quick.
Don't even try.
I know Riley's going to want to pop in.
He was just here.
Riley's going to want to pop into this one.
Okay.
Best music. Who are the best score so far of all the movies?
Ooh. Not Iron Man 3.
I actually think Brian Tyler did a great job for the fact that
I could use some more power.
He did that and Thor. I thought
Thor music was awesome.
The Thor music was awesome.
Riley, no, you're not jumping in there yet for this one.
We're not getting you.
I liked the Thor music.
I'll kick things off and I'll say Thor 2. It is the freshest in my head, and I'm not great at remembering orchestral as much as rock. I know movies didn't have enough rock in it, so I'm going to go with Thor 2.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
What do you got, Tiff?
I'm going with Thor.
Thor 2? Yeah, it was really good.
I think it might be because it's the most recent one.
And that was Brian Tyler.
The Man of Steel stuff was really good, too.
The only thing with Man of Steel was really great. The problem was he used the same song over and over again, like throughout the whole film, and that was the only thing for me. I enjoy it very much. It's a great piece of music, but it didn't switch up for me. The best score, and I just actually listened to it again recently, is the Wolverine. The Wolverine score is incredible.
Yeah, something about Man of Steel, though, is that was probably the toughest act to pull off because you have to follow John Williams.
Right.
And that classic Superman music. Nobody
it was epic
else.
What he did, Hans Zimmer, for sure.
It was good. It was a little repetitive.
He
but
just
I think
used
there's
too
also that thing of you know, you want it to be memorable. You want to have a song that when you hear it makes you think of that character.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's why they repeated it so much.
Right.
So
but it was like that first Sabbath album with Ronnie James Dio lead singer. It just wasn't the same.
Riley, did we cover all your favorites? I don't want your favorite, not what you didn't like.
Yeah, Man of Steel.
Man, this was your favorite. Okay.
I'm so excited. And I doesn't even get mic time.
Because he got really mad at us all for saying
Thor. He's brought up this point before, and he's absolutely right. And the fact that Marvel doesn't like to pay for their composers, so they just replace them. They've been replacing them a lot with Brian Tyler. And I think Riley was very attached to the first Thor score. He loves it. He's talked about it from the second he saw it. He loved it. And the guy was replaced. So I think no matter who would have scored it, I don't think Riley would have liked it. That's my personal thing. But
I can comment on that, but you won't let me. No,
I won't let you in. You're gonna have the mic later.
You gotta have confidence in yourself.
All right, we only have about 7 minutes left. One of the things that I want to talk about here is post credit scenes. Now,
Easter eggs.
Fuck that. Post credit scenes.
a political stand.
Like, yeah. That's what they are.
I know, but it's so silly. Post-credit scenes, what do you guys... Everyone when you comment, they say, does anything happen after the credits? What happens after the credits? No one's... Easter eggs.
But it's that there's Easter eggs. If you only watch the films...
Yeah.
And you watch that post credits,
They're
like, to me, an Easter egg is something that you are totally going to miss. Like, if you don't know what you're watching, you're going to be like, oh, that's cool. Like, the Thor one...
To me,
there's a lot in that one that you're like, what? Right,
is that your favorite? Is Thor your favorite?
Thor is my favorite. When you were like, what's your worst one? I'm like, none of them are bad.
Right.
Because except they're always fun.
Well, because
there wasn't one. Right.
Man of Steel was like Easter. That was like Passover.
Well, I liked the Thor one very much. And like we said, it furthers the universe.
Uh huh.
Wolverine.
Crapballs. Yeah, it was like the Wolverine one was amazing.
Hands down, because I love. I know a lot of people out there. Here's the thing, real quick. Cause we didn't really talk about this yet, Mark. In our X-Men Days of Future Past trailer review, we didn't. The thing is, a lot of people had a problem with the music in the trailer, and what they don't realize is that originally that trailer was set to Hans Zimmer's score of Time.
From Inception,
which worked brilliantly. They had to change it because Warner Brothers wouldn't give them the rights.
But now, is this music that's in the teaser?
It's a mixture. It's a mixture of stuff.
So that's not the actual score that's being used in the film?
No. There's a mixture of different movies. There's a little bit of the Thin Red Line in there. There's a bunch of different...
Really?
Yeah.
How often does that go on?
A lot.
Really?
But I learned something new every day I hang out with that guy. We go off track. So the thing is that what that...
we go off track.
Yeah. What that Wolverine post-credit scene did was...
Yeah.
Really... Okay. This is what we're in for in Days of Future Past. And I was like... Sign me up. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it's tough for me to pick which ones I like. It's definitely going to be between Wolverine and Thor. Thor was so new to me, and it kind of opened my eyes. I felt like a little babe watching for the first time, and I'm in this whole new world now.
Yeah.
However, my complaint about X-Men First Class was that we got the JV. We got the Junior Varsity Mutants. Yeah. And then seeing the Wolverine as a standalone picture, which I really liked, and then seeing what happens at the end of that and saying, hey, we're getting the band back together. I'm the franchise kind of guy, so I think I'd have to go with that just a smidgen over what I saw in Thor.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. So now let's hold off real quick. What we're going to do is now we're going to talk about what you are most excited for. What's coming up in the universe of the comic book movies. It can be something that comes out next year. It can be in 2015, 2016.
Really?
Anything.
It's like,
what are you looking
that changes
forward
things.
To?
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in the comic book world? Everybody will have their say. We'll bring in some of the ringers. So think about it. What is it that you're really excited for? We have Schmoville.
So
I want you guys to call in. We'll start with Schmoville. 323-622-8623. Out of everything that you guys will start us on our topic, of everything that's coming out, things that you've heard about, that you're excited about, what are you excited about? What are you looking forward to? Hey, you're in Schmoville. Who do we got?
Hey, guys, it's Alex.
Alex, what's up, man? So out of all the stuff, all the superhero movies that are going to be coming out over the next couple of years, it could be Phase 2, it could be Phase 3, it could be something not even in the Marvel Universe. What superhero movies are you really looking forward to and why?
I think the Man of Steel sequel.
Okay, how come?
Because I think that, and I mean, like, I understand people's problems with Man of Steel. Okay. I understand it completely. I think that the ending of Man of Steel was, like, the first time I'd ever seen Superman like completely the way I always pictured him on screen. And I can't wait to see him just completely Superman in the next movie.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be great.
Thank you, Alex. All right. So, I mean, I think that obviously from all the internet buzz and everything that's going on, Man of Steel 2, a.k.a. Batman vs. Superman, is a very highly anticipated movie, and people, for the most part, want to see it.
Uh-huh.
Let's get the Copster Man in here. Let's see what the Copster... Copster, what are you most anticipated
for? The intern.
Yeah, I want to see... Wowzers. What are you looking forward to?
That's really tough after seeing the Captain America trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, but Guardians of the Galaxy, you have a raccoon that shoots a machine gun or a shotgun or whatever it is. I mean, that's
it really
so
doesn't
cool.
matter.
It doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter. Right. That has awesome written all over it. So, I mean, that to me, I saw like the leaked footage. It was really rough, but that looked pretty cool.
You know what's interesting about Copster's choice is that last week for the Halloween show, we played Horror Movie the Game, and I thought I was going to win, and he kicked the shit out
of
me.
What are you going to do if he wins the Celebrity Impression Dating Game, too?
Oh, God.
He can. I don't do good impressions, so he can have that.
Rogan was pretty good.
What I'm saying is that he comes on the mic now, and I'm thinking, oh, good, we can relax, we're just talking movies. He took my pick again.
you guys are gonna have like a feud here soon.
We're either gonna be a feud or we're gonna be best friends. Bunk beds, buddy. Yeah. What do you say? Yeah. I get the top bunk.
I'm gonna start watching more Redskin.
And the friendship's over.
Oh yeah, by the way, I put Thor 2 down to number 5 of my favorite superhero films because I hate all Vikings. The Vikings beat the Redskins tonight. I think I'm mostly looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And I just said I'm a franchise guy and I can't wait to see X-Men Days of Future Past. But at some point, I'm a little tired of knowing everybody on screen. I'm a little tired of knowing, okay, that's Thor, that's his beat, that's Loki, he's a trickster. I know who Superman is, I know who Batman is, I know these people. Guardians of the Galaxy, just from that little footage I saw, and I'll tell you what, from just watching the upcoming film Delivery Man, which we can't really talk about yet, but Chris Pratt is Vince Vaughn's kind of schlubby buddy in that. Just seeing his comic timing and seeing how that guy carries himself on screen, I can't wait to see that dude play an interstellar bounty hunter. He could be the next, get ready for it, Han Solo.
All right. Now, for me, I'm going to say one, then I want to talk to Tiffany about some big news that came out today that I know you're anticipating. So let's talk. For me, the one I'm looking for the most, as much as I want to see Avengers 2 and Age of Ultron, I really do want to see that very much because I'm excited. X-Men Days of Future Past, hands down. It's exactly what I want.
Yeah. It's the least surprising thing that happened on the podcast.
Isn't
so
me
far.
Picking
I guess you're so excited about it.
I was so, I mean, look, the thing was, too, when I saw that, I was at the Comic-Con panel, and I was looking forward.
When everybody came out.
And I was looking forward to the Marvel more than anything. Yeah. And then they showed that trailer. And again, maybe they got, because I'm a big Inception guy, and when they played their trailer, the music, you had me from the start.
They could have played a snuff film, and you would have been excited.
Maybe, but it was everything that. It was the tone of it and the fact that they merged together First Class, which I loved. That's one of my favorite superhero movies of all time.
I got a question for you. So when we saw Wolverine, right, and then they had that Easter egg at the end, and I'm getting tired of saying Easter egg, too. Had you already seen that?
No.
You hadn't seen
any
of that stuff?
I knew it was coming. Yeah. I knew something was coming of that nature. I think Tiffany had told me that the scenes were awesome. So that I was ready for it.
She didn't ruin it for you.
No, she didn't ruin it for me. So, so that's it. All right, now, Tiffany, what's the news that came? We didn't talk about this in the news segment because we wanted to hold it off for now. Tell us the news, and then tell us how excited you are for this news.
So big.
But say it like a newsboy in 1920.
And Riley, actually, get on the mic for this one, too, because I know you have a strong opinion.
extra.
So
I know we got about
there was
minutes,
a big right? announcement this morning, guys, if you went on your Twitters.
All right, we got it. let's do it quick. We have about a minute.
Hurry up. Yeah.
That Marvel and Netflix have partnered up, and they're doing four different series that they're doing that are going to roll out, and 13 episodes of each of them, and they're all going to culminate with the Defenders.
Yeah.
And
what's
this
that
is,
mean? What does that mean for people who aren't familiar with comics?
It's just that, I mean, they're taking it's basically like they're doing what the CW has done with characters, where they're going to develop a series around one character who may not be as well known or who may have flopped in a film.
Yeah.
Because the four that they're doing, I mean, they're doing Daredevil, they're doing Jessica Jones, they're doing Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Yep. Wow. And what's it doing? The Defenders, right?
No, Daredevil was supposed to be like rated R. Are they going to be able to do it?
I think they will. And what I'm hearing is that Daredevil is going to be like a hard R and like show the gritty Hell's Kitchen. And
you'd
that's what
Iron
I
Fist
want.
Iron Fist would be the hard R.
Well, all right. Well, there you go. We got to wrap it up. We're going to come back. We're going to come back in about 2 minutes and we're going to play the Celebrity Impression Dating Game. That was Superhero Movies 2013. Schmoes in the Movies. Thank you, Tiffany, Mark, Christian. We'll be back with Christian Petrie. Cannot wait. Celebrity Impression Dating Game.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, Radio worth watching.
What's up, Toadheads? Hey, make sure you check out the Toad Hop store on ToadHopNetwork.com. It's a great way to support the network and helps continue to bring you quality programming.
Quality programming, my ass.
Can you see I'm recording you? Oh!
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers. Or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you kick ass online. Right now, GoDaddy's offering .com domains for just $1.99. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code TOAD to get your $1.99.com or click on the GoDaddy graphic on the Toad Hop website. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone? Sports Guru here. Sick of looking at the same old boring websites? Well, check out the new sportsguru.com for all the hottest trending videos and all the biggest sports news. Become a VIP for only $4.99 and get premium access to everything the Sports Guru has to offer. The beautiful gurus, girls, all my biggest sports picks, and much more. So get off that porn site and check out the new sportsguru.com.
Is that hunk of junk you call a car always breaking down and leaving you in the dust? Log on to Dyson-Motors.com and check out Dyson's full inventory online. With hundreds of quality cars in stock of all makes and models, you can find the next car of your dreams in minutes. And know you're getting super low pricing. Purchase a car today from Dyson Motors and receive a year of free oil changes. Bad credit? Worried about financing? Log on and get pre-approved in seconds. Go to Dyson-Motors.com and find your new car today.
To leave your house to shop, to crawl through traffic to the mall,
just to find the thing you wanted,
isn't even there at all.
Amazon.com is the answer.
Shop at home in style and ease.
Find exactly what you want.
Ordering your stuff's a breeze.
Books on tape,
games galore,
everything you're looking for.
Kindle, cameras, electronics,
Baby Einstein,
Hooked on Phonics,
Blu-ray,
movies
and TV,
download
music,
MP3,
Pixar,
Disney,
microphones,
pet supplies and doggy bones,
World of Warcraft,
Nancy Drew,
Sims,
The Scruff
System 2.
Click Amazon,
you'll smile with glee.
Sometimes shipping's even free.
With GameFly, choose from over 6,000 titles. Play as long as you want and send them back when you're done. $8.95 to start, no late fees. GameFly.com, games delivered.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
I did this on purpose.
I got this. This is Fern Gully 3.
It is not.
Back to the Rainforest.
Nah.
Soundtrack by Sting.
I believe it's Iron Man 3.
Is it really?
No. I believe it's the Wolverine.
You cheated. Johnny Ice just told you the answer. I literally watched it happen.
I picked it as my favorite score, and I don't even know what it is.
Hold on. I just have to say this because I'm still really excited about the Marvel thing, and I just saw this on Twitter that apparently they're saying that the Netflix and Marvel and Disney partnership could possibly lead into films as well.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. That's amazing.
Like, that'd be cool. I have one thing to say. Make it better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Christian, you had something to say?
I do have something to say. Before we get into our I want to introduce our guest, but before we do that, I wanted to – there's something really exciting here. Like, last time, actually, two times ago when we played the Celebrity Impression dating game, we had camera crews in here. And and they taped the entire show. And that, now we can say, we couldn't tell them for a long time, that was for the network E Entertainment.
E with an exclamation point.
That's right. And they were here taping our show. And the name of the show is The Drama Queen, and that is based off of our manager.
It's about Christian.
It's about me.
It's called The Drama Queen.
That's all I do is I have fits for the first half an hour. I kick things and break stuff. But it is about our manager, Marky Costello. It debuts on E! November 17th. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're going to do with Schmoville, that E! Basically said they want to see, like, Schmoville, are they really listening? Like, yeah, Schmoville is listening. They're doing their thing.
It's like how outsiders look at, like, Boise, Idaho. Like, yeah, can you really draw a crowd?
Who is Schmoville? Like, well, we're going to show you who Schmoville is. So when our episode, we're December 1st.
Okay.
We're going to have a big contest for Schmoville to where you guys are going to live tweet, and we're going to be giving away a lot of stuff for the best tweets out there, a bunch of different stuff. And, we just need the Schmoville support. We'll have all the links on Facebook and Twitter. So just, again, set your DVRs for The Drama Queen. It's debuts November 7th. On E at that 11
episode,
o'clock.
Yeah, that episode. It's not just us eating pudding. I mean, there's some weird,
there's some
shit
fun
that went
stuff.
Down
all right, episode, and then the other thing I want to talk about is Mark. Mark Ellis is a very, as we found out tonight, a very funny, funny dude.
Laugh we had tonight.
It was a good laugh. And so he is, a lot of times when he is out, and last time Christian was here, our guest who we'll introduce very, very soon, Mark was not here because he was out performing, which he often does.
Mark, you're going to be performing again next week, correct?
Next weekend at the Tampa Improv. It's me and my good buddy John Caparulo.
Who's been on the show before.
That's right. Yep. And then a couple weeks from there, I'm in St. Louis. And then wrapping up right before Christmas, I'm in Cleveland at Hilarities. But yeah, this next weekend, Tampa Improv. I know Tyler Myers lives there. You don't have to go, Tyler. But I'm just letting you know, I'm going to be around
that. My brother might go, too. So, and real quick, so there's some other places that you're going to be going. So the Schmoville will know real quick.
St. Louis, again, where I had the best. It's a dish called Pizza Nachos.
Okay.
And it lived up to its billing.
And when are you going to be there?
Just tell people where you're going to be, where you're going to be eating
December 5th through 7th in St. Louis.
And sign your nachos.
Cleveland Hilarities. I do not autograph food that I'm about to eat. Cleveland Hilarities, 19th through the 22nd.
All right. So that's Mark Ellis. Make sure you check him out. It is very, very funny. My brother's going to go see him, hopefully, in Tampa as well.
All Tiffany dad jokes.
All right. So Mark Riley actually...
I will not be attending in no way, shape, or form.
Mark Riley just posted on Facebook.com/Schmoes No and Twitter who you think is going to win the Celebrity Impression Dating Game. And you cannot have a Celebrity Impression Dating Game without a bachelorette joining us because she said she would last time she was here. She was a great guest. We loved having her in studio. Gary Busey's favorite actress. That would be Christian Petrie. Yay. How are you, Christian?
Hey, doing good. Thank you.
Nice job. Our bachelorette is here. First of all, Christian, so what's been going on? What's new? How is everything going?
Everything's been going really good. It's been an adventure the past little while. The movie's out on DVD everywhere.
Now, what's
Walmart,
this picture
Best
you talk about? Yeah, because I wasn't here last time.
If you had been here last time, then you would know.
To be honest, Chris, I wasn't even on the road. I'm just really shy. I was in my apartment reading a Jack London novel and could not be bothered.
What got you out tonight? What is that in that glass?
it's a little thing called Magic Hat.
Hey, cheers to you.
Cheers, baby.
Yeah, Mark had questions for you.
Christian, you got to interview her last time. This is my time to talk to her. Now, you were here on the podcast, and some stuff went down between Christian and then there were some other women that maybe one may describe as batshit crazy were here or were being bandied about. So
I wasn't here either.
I keep hearing about how crazy it was, but I didn't find it to be that crazy. But I didn't have any expectations going in, so I might be disappointed tonight or bored.
Okay, good.
It's not as cool as it was last time.
Don't worry.
Call Bonnie quick.
When you play the Celebrity Dating Game, it is many things, but it is never, ever boring. Before we get to the game, what is this DVD that you're hawking? Where can I see it? Where can I watch it?
Bounty Killer is the name of the movie. It's wherever. Walmart, Best Buy, Redbox, wherever you want to go find a movie.
Did you wind up going dressed as... What did you go dressed as Halloween?
I didn't do anything. Mary Death. My thing was I didn't want to be scantily clad and I did not want to be covered in blood. I'm tired of it. So
been there, done that?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Ended up scantily clad anyway, though, because my husband insisted on it. So.
Good for him. Okay. So
the character's name is Mary Death.
Mary Death.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch that interview again, too. She kills somebody with a shoe. It's amazing.
Kill somebody with a shoe?
I do.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
more than once.
All right. So let's get into this. The Celebrity Impression Dating Game. Now, the way this works for Schmoville, if you're first tuning in, you've never seen the Celebrity Impression Dating Game, Christian will be our bachelorette. She will turn around. She will have questions. There'll be four rounds where she will eliminate people, and we will all do impressions. We have to answer the answer the questions as that celebrity, and then she decides who she wants to keep around based on the impression.
That's right.
Some people look really nervous.
Yeah, it becomes very competitive.
Well,
here.
Also, when a hot chick that can kill you with her shoe comes in the studio, people get a little tight.
I'm not here to kill anyone. Right. I'm here to find my bachelor.
Here's what we're going
to
do. You're going to fall in love tonight with one of these celebrities, and you're going to turn around. You're not going to be able to see who's doing it. You're going to hear the voice of either me or Christian in our real tone announcing the action.
Right.
But we are going to be doing impressions, too. Good. So even Tiffany is going to do an impression. Hey, won't that be cute?
I heard you
look
at which of the last impression.
That was my best. Best one.
It was good.
That was my best one. Who wants to date the Wicked Witch?
So you keep them around, Christian. Look, some of them might be bad, but it's about
some
commitment, and it's about commitment. Sometimes it's about if you like the answer. It all depends on you and how you want to keep them around. All right. So without any further ado, let us start the sixth episode.
Are we that old
of
already?
Celebrity Impression Dating
Game.
Okay.
They're still stretching.
You have to turn around. Make sure that you can't see Christian Harloff's mic.
You will be using my mic.
Yeah,
she has her own questions.
Yeah.
Now we'll be using
How do I get to my microphone?
You have the microphone. You're right there. So
You can go ahead and ask whatever question you want to ask first, and then the contestants will answer as your back is turned. So what do you want to ask? Just to get to know them a little bit.
All right, so contestant number one.
Well, she has to,
I know,
she has to ask the
Bachelorette
question.
Will be asking you a question.
Yeah.
Here you go.
So I just asked the question now.
Just ask it to the room.
Great. Okay, so my first question is...
Now she saw me.
She can ask the question and
I was told to speak directly into the microphone.
We'll move the mic.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You
yes.
All right,
I do
here
some talk.
Get somebody else.
Okay, so question number one, since I have my mom with me only for tonight, bachelors, if you, and one bachelorette, if you were going to impress my mother the first night that you pick me up for our first date, what would you do?
Okay, close those eyes now.
Okay, they're closed.
And at number one, our first contestant, what would you do to impress her mom when you pick her up?
And remember to say your name so she knows who you are.
Hey, Christian, it's me, Al Pacino. I'll tell you what, I like moms, I like daughters. Hoo-ah! I bring your mother some flowers, and I take you to a football game, because every inch, every yard, it's what counts. And every given Sunday, hoo-ah, you got a great set of eyes there.
Contestant number two.
Christian Petrie, this is the ultimate warrior. And I would take the rocket ship to the moon to show your mother that the warriors would care for you.
Wow.
Hey, Christian, it's your old pal Jack here. Would I take your mom to do Sweetie Pants? I don't know. I just know we'd have a good time. What do you want to do? Go to a Laker game and maybe just get a little boozed up and chase around a hound dog. Who knows? Contestant number five.
Hi, it's Woody Allen. How you doing? Well, first of all, you're a daughter to your mother, so I'm already interested. We might have to get a legal contract. I've had history with that before. So we might have to get some lawyers involved, but I can't wait to date you.
Sorry, this is contestant number five.
Well, I would take you to the happiest place on Earth.
Who
and we
you?
Go on rides. My name's Mickey Mouse, huh?
Contestant number six.
Oh, my God, Christian, how you doing? It's Harvey Fierstein. Oh, my God, your mom is so cute. She's a doll. I'm not sexually attracted to either one of you, so you know I won't try to touch your hoo-ha's and chilies. I just want to hang out for a little bit. David, there's aliens.
Contestant number seven.
Hey, how you doing, Christian? I'm John Travolta. I'm a phenomenon. I could bend things with my mind like a pencil. So I'd take that pencil to your mom's house and write her a love note. Oh, what's the matter with me? What's the matter with you?
And our final contestant, contestant number eight.
Hello, Christian. This is Roz from Monsters, Inc. If I were to impress your mother, I would take her to Monsters, Inc. on a nice tour.
And that is your first round of the Celebrity Impression Dating Game.
Can I open my eyes?
Yeah, you can open your eyes right now. All right, so now you eliminate three people this round because there's eight of us.
Three people because there's eight of us.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you, Christian. Yeah. I don't know who's getting eliminated, but a lot of those should be eliminated. There's a lot of bad ones. Nobody brought their A game.
I like so many, though.
All right.
Who kept a list of all of these names? Did you?
Yeah, we have.
Good.
I can tell you. So
here, I'll give her the rundown right now. Let me, okay. Right. Okay, now, Christian, you can keep, or you can vote off, any one of the following.
Okay.
Al Pacino, the ultimate warrior. Jack Nicholson, not Jack Nicholas, you fucking idiot. Nobody brought a six iron to the game. Mickey Mouse, Harvey Fierstein, John Travolta, Roz, or Woody Allen.
You can cut three.
Mm-hmm. I can cut three.
Three.
Okay. I'm going to have to start with Woody Allen.
Bye-bye, Woody.
I'm sorry.
Bye-bye, Josh the intern.
Oh, Woody Allen.
Just for, oh, no, Josh the intern.
Oh, man. This means you have talent.
Okay.
He's not. You can always go back to Soon Yi, Woody.
There were people screaming for Josh Yinton to get off the microphone.
I also have a very dear friend of mine who has children with you, Al Pacino, so I've got to get you out of my dating game. I'm sorry.
He is not going to pass the first round in weeks. Sense that rule to
Al Pacino.
I do
love you.
Rapuga
it just
is
it hits too close to home, man.
See you later. All
right.
And,
go out on the
and then I
and who is the last
one more?
Last cut.
And then I'm going to have to say the Ultimate Warrior. I'm sorry. You can't beat me up for my choices. You're yelling at me, man. I feel like I'm in trouble when I get yelled at.
You're doing a great job. If the three guys just got eliminated actually brought that kind of effort and intensity to their impressions, then maybe they'd still be hanging around. But now we are about to go to round two. So the question for you is the question for the Bachelors. Now, what do you want to ask them in round two?
And, you know, for the next round, you can open your eyes, but don't look at the contestants that way, too, so you don't know who
I think you got to keep them closed. You got to keep them closed for everything. Yeah.
All right, all right. All right, let's do that. So she knows
you
now.
You can't
right,
be
so
changing the rules.
Round number two. Round number two, you can turn around and close your eyes. Here we go. All right.
Question number two.
So it's a pretty easy question, but a pretty important one to me. What do you prefer, dogs or cats?
What do you prefer, dogs or cats? Cats.
As a pet, not as a food.
As a pet, not as a lover.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'd have to pick a dog because a cat might eat me.
What would I pick? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Contestant number three.
Well, what would I pick? I can't even pick if it's a dog or a cat because I'm leaving this round.
What?
I'm done. I failed.
Dog or cat, I've got to tell you, baby. I enjoy a good pussycat.
I don't know. I'm done.
I'm talking to Busey.
Contestant number three.
Oh my God, I hate cats so much. They're such assholes. They never say hi when I come home. I want a dog. I want something to hump my leg, preferably a male, something small like a shih tzu. Oh my God, there's aliens.
And finally, there's two more. Contestant number four.
Well, that's an easy one for me, you know, honey, because I'm a dog lover. I have about 37 of them, all different breeds that I rescued. That's right, baby. What's the matter with me? What's the matter with you?
Contestant number five.
Well, considering I ate... Well, considering... Cats.
All right.
Wow.
So, all right, Christian, you can... Don't turn around. You can open your eyes. Just don't turn around. So you can eliminate... Now you eliminate two. You can eliminate Jack Nicholson. You can eliminate Roz. You can eliminate Mickey Mouse. And you can eliminate Harvey Firestone. Or John Travolta. Just two, you can get rid of.
Wait, say those choices.
That's fine.
Here you go. You can eliminate Jack Nicholson.
Jack
Mickey
Nicholson.
Mouse.
Wait, you said that as if I should do it.
I would like you to.
What?
You can eliminate.
I only want to because I'm so disappointed that Busey is not here today. You knew I was coming. All right. I'm going to get rid of Jack Nicholson just because.
Oh, Jack's gone.
I feel very sad that it's not Busey.
That's an upset. So you got Mickey Mouse, Harvey Firestein, John Travolta, and Roz.
Final cut for this round.
You know, I love you, Mickey Mouse, but I don't really think that you and I have that much in common or that would work.
She made it far.
Past tonight.
And the plot thickens. Okay, so now Kristen's left with two gay guys and a monster.
All right, so here we go. So
Harvey Firestein's the monster.
Second to last round, contestant number one.
We need a question before.
Oh, sorry.
still reeling from the fact that Gary Busey is on Mars.
Oh,
right?
Does
Busey want to come up with this question for me?
It is now your turn to ask the question for the very selective round number three.
So, bachelors that are left, what color best describes your personality?
Here we go, contestant number one.
What color this guy's my... It could be brown, it could be... It's pink! It's fucking pink! It's bright, bright, flaming, explodo, gay, pink!
All right. Contestant number two.
Oh, geez, that's an easy one. It's purple. It goes with everything.
All right. Contestant number three.
The skin of my color, which is shit yellow, that's probably the one.
All right. There you go. So now you eliminate one person and get them to the finals. You eliminate John Travolta, Harvey Fierstein, or Roz from Monsters?
No, shit yellow is not okay. That's not an okay color.
So Roz is going?
Roz is gone.
Is Roz gone?
Sorry, Roz.
Oh, Roz is gone. Well, I'll tell you what. But Cobster the intern actually stuck around for a while. All right, so our final...
Guys, I just want to say people did tweet in saying that they thought I might win.
I know.
Oh, I should.
All right, our
that's
final...
a first.
Here's our finals. Between Harvey Fierstein and John Travolta.
Yeah, Christian definitely wants somebody that's not going to try anything on her. Okay, so what is the question that is going to separate the men from the boys here?
Well, that's a good question in itself.
Thank you.
So here's the deal. You're driving and you get lost. What do you do? How do you handle it?
Contestant number one.
Oh, my God, you mean after flailing and crying uncontrollably for about 20 minutes? I hit OnStar because my car's equipped with an OnStar. I asked that very nice-voiced young man, where am I? And then he bails me out, and then we go off onto a fabulous cruise ship.
All right. Contestant number two.
Oh, geez, I haven't been lost in so long, but you know I'm a pilot and all because I'm a phenomenon. I always refer to the lady because they're better with directions. You saw me. I flew a car into the air. I mean, I don't know where I'm going.
All right. So that's it. All right, Christian, you can turn around now. Now, who? Here you go. So now, this is a very big decision.
God, that's tough.
You're the bachelorette. Now, you can choose who the winner is. Was it Harvey Fierstein or John Travolta?
Okay, well.
And your reason why.
I do agree with John Travolta. You do always go to the lady, but I just believe that Harvey would be interesting for so long.
Wow.
That that might last a little bit longer. So yeah, it is.
Mark
Ellis. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Mark Ellis.
So many people are saying.
And he's been waiting to do Harvey Fierstein for months.
I just want to keep hearing
David,
you talk.
David.
Okay, I gotta tell you a true story. I knew that we were doing the celebrity impression dating game. I had a hell of a day. I get home for about 5 minutes, right? Before I put on the NFL game, I turn on and HBO is on, and it's Independence Day. Not only is it Independence Day, it's the scene where Harvey Fierstein is flying after David, the aliens. We gotta get to the bunker.
And you knew.
And I knew. I was gonna go into battle with Woody Allen.
Oh, were
and
you?
Then the intern,
stole
he snaked Nicholson
so
from
you
last time. He snaked Woody Allen for me tonight, and I ended up putting in Frank Reich, the backup, and he came through for me.
Chose correctly.
I cannot wait to go on a date with you. Wait, but
next time you return, I will be here.
Please.
Uncorded.
Please, Gary.
Gary, it's not your show.
It was terrible, Jack Nicholson. Not as bad as JTI's, but pretty bad. Christian, thank you so much for joining us. That great bachelorette. We will put this up on YouTube tomorrow. YouTube.com/schmoesno.
And the movie is Bounty Killer?
Yep.
Bounty Killer. So you can see Christian just kick a lot of ass, and it's available everywhere. You can go to your
you
Walmart.
You haven't seen it.
I can't wait to see it, and I'm going to Redbox it tonight.
And check out Christian at ChristianPetrie_ at Twitter. And you guys, we'll have you back again for sure. It was nice to see you again. Thank you for joining us.
Tiffany
Smith, check out Tiffany at DC All Access.
Yep,
and Mark Ellis is going to be on the road next week.
Oh, my God,
Tampa.
He's so funny.
So funny. As you saw, that
definitely see Mark in Tampa.
The champion of the Celebrity Russian Dating Game. For the whole crew. I don't know. We got like 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
Anyway, look at that.
I want to talk to Christian a little bit more about what.
Wait, do you get a prize? Does he get something?
I usually get to make out with who picked me.
No, not tonight.
Oh, is that not? That's not part of the.
We said when you win, that goes away. Yeah, that was the rule.
You know what's funny is that we had an old rule where the contestant would just look at everybody, do their impressions, and then we had to change it because Josh McCougar
won the first two.
Well, look at that face.
He's just too handsome.
How do you not fall in love with that? Handsome's a strong word.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I'd say like...
Wedding good looking.
Wedding good looking, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he looks like a 9-year-old that just built
wedding
a fort and doesn't want to tell his mom about
but
it.
The funny
what does
thing,
that even mean?
But the funny thing, he gets laid at a lot of weddings. The first thing that
that's
happened...
That's a thing,
though,
I guess.
It is.
It's easy. I'm wedding good looking. There's not as much competition. Girls get drunk. I'm the last
single
guy.
That's what I just said.
Wedding good looking.
Oh,
Josh, you remember, Josh, what year was it the last time you went to a wedding and didn't get laid? Do you remember that?
I was 18 in 2000, so before that.
Okay. All right. So what happened after we made the Bachelor turn around, he's gotten eliminated in the first round every time now. So.
Because
I got to tell you. I got to tell you, though, Pacino was one of your better ones that you've ever done.
No, I did like Pacino. I hated to eliminate him like that.
But you just had to on stand.
Three people have to go the first round.
Right. I want to ask you about the dogs and cats thing. Do you have a proclivity towards one animal or the other?
I cannot stand cats, man.
That's. Okay. I think that's what sealed it for Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah. And Piss Yellow killed it for Ross.
Come on, Ross.
Shit Yellow. Shit Yellow.
Whose poop is yellow? Babies.
So what killed it for John Travolta?
Why did John Travolta ultimately get eliminated?
Oh, I just
can't
found Harvey
him.
So much more interesting. Yeah. No. Yeah, he's a little shady, but kind of interesting.
I feel like you'd never get a straight answer out of Travolta. That's not a bunch. you know, like Harvey Fierstein will tell you the dirtiest things he's ever done and the craziest stories.
Exactly.
Travolta will be like, you know, this stuff happened.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, Alice, you're a lot better at those than you think.
This was a weak field tonight.
It was good.
I won a weak year, but I'll take
the victory.
I'm sorry.
My Mickey Mouse was pretty good. It was pretty great.
What we'll do eventually is do an all-star.
Harvey versus Gary Busey.
Versus Yodi versus John
Lovitz,
Yodi? Barbara Walters. Yodi is... first of all, here's a question for you. You know who Yoda is, right?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all I need to
know. It's a long story, but Mark Rowley does an impression of Yoda. The young lady who's sitting in your seat wasn't as familiar, so she thought it was called Yodi, and so she actually voted Yodi
that's his nickname.
As the winner.
And he's
guys, let's just go back to the
is
fact
really
that the
nickname?
Intern called him Dolph.
What's that?
Is it really Lundgren. Your nickname?
Lundgren.
So now
Dolph
is.
Lundgren
now
is
our
nickname. We should call JTI Lundgren.
Can I ask Christian one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
You know, you got to see us in the studio make jackasses out of ourselves, but do you do any impressions? Is there anything male or female? There's none whatsoever.
Who?
I don't.
Big mouth. She's just a big mouth.
No, mother, you didn't.
What did you say? Big mouth.
No.
I love your mom already. Your mom just threw you under the bus.
But wait. They asked specifically, do you do impressions? Big mouth is not an impression. When you have a child and she makes you play a lot of characters.
Yeah. It's a character.
And she's one Barbie and you're like 14. You have to come up with some people.
I got it.
Oh my God,
I love
it. We're going to kill people with our shoes together.
All right, guys. All right, so signing off again, at Schmozno, facebook.com/Schmozno, Schmozno.com, at Tiffany's tweets, the whole crew. Make sure you check out Ellis if you're in the Tampa area next week. And it was a lot of fun tonight, guys. Superhero movies. Check us all out.
And thanks for your support, Schmoville, on everything we do. Thank you guys for kicking ass online, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, at the website for us. We really appreciate it.
Drama Queen on November 17th. Peace out, Mother Eps.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.